Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the job.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all.
Yes.
Yes,
we did it.
Another Crab Feast with that ass.
Yes.
Good to touch your pitch. Yes, Jay Larson.
Good to touch yours, Ryan.
Thanks.
Jay Larson here, jlarsoncomedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy on all social media. Mostly Crowd Work Tour kicks off in 8 days. Some new dates have been added. Phoenix on October 26th. Doing 4 shows in Phoenix all over the place at the All Things Comedy Festival. I'll release that when I get it. And October 13th, I'm in Petaluma, California, coming back, baby, to do crowd work up there, which is going to be a lot of fun. Interesting venue. We're doing it at the Griffo Distillery and Tasting Bar. It's a gin distillery, and we're going to be doing it in the round. So it's going to be a really interesting setup. Never done it like that before. I can't wait to come back, so please come out to that. That's October 13th. And next week, this is it. Cleveland, Ohio. Hilarities. I've been there. We had a great time last time. Now doing the crowd work tour. I'll have all crowd work, some new material, no old material. And we'll be having fun. That's October 3rd, then the 4th in Detroit, Michigan, the Detroit Shipping Company. It's a new venue they set up. We're trying to get people in there to support, you know, anything we can do. I'm excited to be back in Detroit. I love that town when I went there for Best Bars, and excited to come back and do stand-up. That's the 4th. Then Chicago on the 5th at North Bar. I mean, great venue, great people over there. It's going to be a great show. And then popping up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Tiger Room at Welch's Ale House, October 6th. Then October, I mean, get out to that Fort Wayne. I heard that it's a great comedy scene there. I'm excited to be there. The 10th, Portland, Oregon. Portland, you know how I feel about you. McMenamin's Mission Theater, that's the 10th. The 11th in Tacoma, Washington at Tacoma Comedy Club. Wenatchee, I'm coming back. Numerica, Performing Arts Center. And Petaluma, the 13th. Can't wait. Like I said, the gin distillery, Griffo Distillery, and then October 14th, Oakland, California, the new parish. I'm stoked to be in Oakland. All these dates, you guys, I would really love to see you out there. I could use your support. I'm excited about the tour and would love to see Feaster Nation out there representing, because I don't know when I'm going to see you again, to be honest with you. So it would be great to see you out there at any of those dates. Call some friends that don't go to comedy and introduce them to something fun. You know, it's the crowd work is going to be a different experience if they've just gone to regular stand-up. So I'd love to see you guys out there. I love you to death. And that's it for me. Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on Instagram. Go follow me on Instagram. I'm putting real work in there, guys. And all social media, RyanSickler.com. I just want to keep thanking all of you for the, I guess it's an outpouring of love, because it is nonstop, man. You guys really are fucking awesome. We're reading through as much as we can. And
so many emails.
Yeah, thank you so much. And stop fretting. The Crab Feast is having two babies. You're going to get two new crab, or excuse me, I'm so used to saying it. Two new podcasts every week. And make sure you support us and follow us when we get there, but we still got some Tuesdays left, y'all. And before the end of the year, Baltimore, Saturday, November 17th, at the Famous, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Josh Adam Myers is joining me. I will be there. You better get your tickets now. I'm not kidding you. We got a good chunk of them already sold, so it's going to sell out. Get your tickets now. You can get them on my website at RyanSickler.com. They're also up on thecrabfeast.com. Make sure you follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Laughable. It always matters, y'all, every Tuesday. And merch, we still got some shirts going right now. And we are going to be putting up Tuesday, FTCF. So you guys will be able to get those. And the good thing about that, going through Bonfires, you'll be able to get them in your own colors, sizes, styles, all that
stuff. Yeah, mix and match. You can do whatever you want.
When they hit, you better jump on those. And make sure you subscribe and follow the Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter. You'll get all your news there.
We're proud to have back again ZipRecruiter. Man, we can't say enough about them. They've been supporting us for a long time, and we support them because they do a great job. There are job sites out there. If you're looking to hire, look no further, okay? Look no further. There are job sites that send you tons of wrong resumes to sort through, and that's a waste of time. Job sites out there that make you wait for the right candidates to apply to your job. That's not smart. You know what's not smart? Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. What are people doing? It's your job. You guys got to get the best people in position so you can succeed. That's why at ZipRecruiter.com, that's the way to find people for your job. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. It's a powerful matching technology, scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. Job sites will overwhelm you with tons of wrong resumes. What's the point? Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter is finding them. No more sorting through wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidate. Okay? What we are offering right now through ZipRecruiter, our listeners can get ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/crab. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crab. Guys, ZipRecruiter, hands down, the smartest way to hire. We didn't have to hire this week's guest, but I think we would because we love him to death, and we know that you guys love him because he's been on before. We're excited to have him back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crab Feast, Mr. Josh Wolf!
Josh Wolf!
Welcome back to the Crab Feast.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast.
Wow, that was really nice.
All right.
Thank you very much. That was really, really nice. Always good to be here. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have the Wolf back.
Yeah.
Well, look.
That's more of a coyote, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real. Yo,
I heard that's how you open on the road.
Yeah.
They go, Josh Wolf. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Yes. Isn't that your, like, walk up music?
Yeah, yeah. You know how, like,
that would be hilarious.
Divas have, like, they got their little lambs and stuff. Yeah. I got my wolves.
Yeah.
So I go on stage and I go, where are my wolves at? And
the everyone
goes,
pack.
Oh, yeah, the wolf pack. Uh huh. They wear hats and shit.
You got to get that shirt made.
That's
wolf
what you
pack.
Should be doing.
I for sure
should. You should have, like, it should be all silent with, like, do your wind.
Yeah,
and then you walk out on stage.
What is this 1940s radio? Click click clock, click 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 clock,
hey.
Click click clock.
If it ain't broken, baby.
Click 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 clock. It's a dark night. Click 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 clock, click click clock.
Mr. John Wolf, what's up with plain food, everybody? Yo, DJ!
I wish I had started doing that early on.
The wolf call?
Oh,
what if you just hired a guy? He's your howler. He's just your howler
from the back.
And then you know what
hit
would be good?
The howler! Hit it!
The lights go out at the beginning of the show, and then you hear, oh, and the spotlight hits the center of the stage, and I'm just on one knee doing that. That's how I start all my shows, like that. It's going to be great.
Listen,
with a little
Tell that bachelor party joke. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be like retired and like 65, something like that.
Yeah.
You're going to be at home with Beth and you're going to be watching TV and you're going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, the newest special from this guy like Tommy Wolf.
Yeah.
And people are going to be going nuts. You're like, that's my shit. Hey,
that was my goddamn.
People dressed in wolf costumes. Yeah. But you know what's funny? You mentioned that bachelor party. The craziest thing that since that video took off, I get more bachelor parties than bachelorette parties coming to my shows. Last night there were three separate bachelor parties. And there was one table, and I keep telling the guys, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm so happy you're here. But all of the best men, you should be fired on the fucking spot. Why are you here at a comedy show for this dude's poor bachelor party?
Like, exactly. We're the wolf pack, man.
We're the wolf pack, goddammit. Got an E on the end of that wolf, man.
Yeah, no, last night we had
wait
three
to hear
of
his
them.
Closer. Here comes his closer.
And then people just call out to me on the street, and I call back.
Hey, Josh. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Before we get too far away from this, I absolutely want you to promote your special. Please promote your special, your show, Control Chaos, all of it before
your
we
podcast,
get way
your
carried
website.
Away. All of it, please.
All right, so I have a special coming out that'll be coming out when this airs. It'll be on my website, comedianjoshwolf.com. I shot it myself, produced it myself. I'm putting it out there myself.
Dude, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How, that must have been... To perform stand up and be shooting it yourself
just
at the same
it
time.
Out yeah, there.
I mean that's tough, man.
Oh! Oh! Yeah, you know, it was pretty amazing. But you know, that's why there's some shots where really
you better get ready for the next hour. That's coming for the next hour. Oh, if you tell the saddest story you've ever told right at the end when we're all supposed to cry, I'm gonna go.
I love that. But, you know, I'm kind of bummed out that we're all locked into the sound effects. You got a good one, but how you got the wind, and I locked myself into the click to clock. Yeah. I'm really sorry I did that.
If you find something else, go.
Okay, yeah, you don't
just
mind.
Run with. No, yeah, shit yeah. changes out there in the wilderness, man.
So you did this yourself?
I did it myself.
What's it called?
It's called Father of the Year.
Great.
And it's one. I start the special on one story, and I end on the same story. It's an eight minute special, but I go in and out of the story a little bit, so it's a shorter story but just stretched out.
Yeah.
But it's basically the idea of the whole special is, because this happened to me, is that my every man at some point in time, they hit an age where they look at their dad that very first time and they think to themselves, I could beat the shit out of this guy. Right?
I was there.
Now whether you do it or not is one thing. But you'll look at him like, oh, tell me to take out the trash again. Tell me to take out the fucking trash again. And so the story is about my son and I hitting that spot and the 2-week time period it took for us to finally get out into the front yard and wrestle. And, you know, talking to my dad about...
When you say wrestle, like, do you guys have a ring out there?
No, it was the white trashiest thing you have ever fucking seen in your
in
life.
In the front yard.
Yo, sure. He came out... So finally, when he got so mad,
where are you from originally?
Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts, weighing in at 175.
By the wind,
ladies and gentlemen, the wolf.
Yeah. boy.
Wait, what town again, Mass?
Amherst.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like Western, like Western.
Amherstone.
I love it out there, dude.
Oh,
it was so great to grow up in Amherst.
Oh,
it was so great
Amherst
to grow up
College.
In Amherst. UMass. Started,
like, I always like forget you're Massachusetts. I always, in my mind, you're always Seattle to me, and I know that's unfair, but I know it's also you spent
a
lot of time there. But yeah, you're.
Well,
Mass.
I started doing stand up.
That's
in
what it is. That's what I connect all the time. I know. That.
Yeah, because you know you're not connecting with the Red Sox and the Patriots.
No,
nah, not quite
not.
As much.
No.
Well, not everybody. Can.
So you went out to the front yard.
Oh, we
with
went
your
out.
Son.
So what happened?
How old was he?
So I guess he was
17.
He was like 15.
Yeah,
and
that's so, where I was.
So we exactly. had been. He had challenged me to the fight.
He challenged you?
Okay, this is what happened.
He text you?
No, this is what happened. Ready? So I was walking into the kitchen. And he was walking out, and he kind of leaned his shoulder into me, and it kind of knocked me off balance a little bit, and I laughed. I was like, "Are you?" Did you just lean your shoulder into me? And he said, maybe you should watch where you're going. And I said, are you picking a fight with me? He goes, I'm not, but not that it would be much of a fight. And I said to him, I go, okay, man, let's go in the front yard right now. And he says, no, not right now, like 2 weeks. I'm like, 2 weeks?
You're going to train?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He said, I got to look up some videos online. I said,
how
right.
to beat your dad.
Yeah.
How to beat up your dad.
My God.
So the story is over those 2 weeks and me not wanting him to have a full 2 weeks. So I put a little mental torture in there to get him so mad to where he couldn't fight. And so the story is that and talking to my dad and remembering that my brothers and I, we all.
Your dad's still alive?
My dad's still alive.
How many brothers you have?
I got 3 older brothers.
So he had to fight 4 times?
All 4 of it. Okay. Jesus Christ, they're jumping them in.
I'll tell you what happened. So I think my dad did is he made an example out of my oldest brother. Do you know what I mean? Just to do it real quick and
you
violent.
See this fucking neck brace?
That's going to be the last time anybody jumps on my back.
You ready for this? My brother comes up into the room. The three of us are playing in my room. And my brother comes up to my oldest brother, comes to the room. And I'm maybe six. So there's like six, eight. Maybe I'm a little older, maybe eight. But he comes up in the room and he goes, I'm fighting dad today. And we were all.
How like, he was how old?
He was probably 14.
I'm fighting dad today.
So we were all like, what? You're fighting dad? He was like, that's right. Who's got my back? And we were all
who's
like,
got-
yo. So we were all like, I didn't know if there might have been a regime change, dude.
Look,
where
I'm
was
I'm supporting
your
dad.
Well,
but this is a great idea.
I'm not supporting dad in front of my oldest brother, where my dad was outside.
Okay. Outside, just like, ow, 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 ow.
He was the original.
The OG. Hang on a second. Let me get over here in front of this full moon.
Dad said he'd only fight me at midnight.
In the backyard.
It's past my bedtime. I don't know what to say to him.
Somebody get my yellow contacts, goddammit. Oh! God
So he comes in the room. He's like, fighting dad, you guys got my back? And we were like, yeah, we got your back.
So he just breaks the news to you. You have no idea fighting shit was boiling up like
that. We were like, we're got your back? And he's like, you ready? And I'm like, yeah. And he starts pumping us up. He's like, there's going to be some new rules after today. We were like, new rule. He was jacking
did he know
us
what,
up.
But did he have the rules he was going in with? Like, was there a plan? Like once he beat dad.
This
like,
sound too
I'm saying, out, once
dude.
He beat dad, what were the new rules?
Well, I didn't get into the particulars of the new rules. I just assumed the rules that he wanted were more
whatever
in tune
the
with the ones
wants.
That I wanted. You know what I mean? That's you well know what I'm said. Saying? So he's like, you know, there's going to be some new rules starting to get tomorrow. We were like, yeah, new rules, new rules. And he was getting us fucking worked up. He's like, we're going to go downstairs. We're going to tell him we're in charge now. We're like, we're in charge. We're in charge. Right? This Lord of the Flies up in this fucking. So we start walking downstairs. You guys got my back? Yeah, we got your back. We got your back. And we get outside. My dad's outside and he's smoking a cigar. And he's on the patio. And my brother walks out and he goes, we're fighting today, old man. And my dad goes, okay.
Who?
And well, he goes, okay. And he stands up, and my brother said, and let me tell you something. And before my brother could say another word, my dad kicked him in the nuts harder.
Are you really?
Harder than I've ever seen anyone get kicked in the nuts. Yeah. Right? And so.
Because
right
let me tell down. You something. I'll tell you what. And your brother said, ah.
here's what I learned looking back at it. First of all. I knew my dad wasn't worried. You know why? Because he never took the cigar out of his mouth. Do you know what I mean?
So that, talking around
yes,
it.
First of all, that kind of tells you.
The dirtiest fighter I've ever heard of in my life.
But you know what? I never challenged him to a fight because I was like, that seems like not a guy
let
that
me tell
I should
you
be
something.
Fucking around.
You step to a man like that when
in
you
his
think
house?
You're a man in his own home. A foot to the nuts, and let me tell you why it's a smart move, actually.
You're setting an example.
You're establishing a fucking record that shit, like, that's what's going to happen if you want.
Yes.
But all that machismo and all that fucking swagger comes from your ball bag. It's all testosterone, mm-hmm. And he just went in there and put the shutdown on that button. Like, I was like, ah!
That's exactly what he did.
He
he's like, I'm going to make you think about that ball bag again. That's right. You don't punch him in the mouth. You shut it down. Let me clutch shut this off at the source.
That's why, to this day, I think one of the funniest and greatest things I've ever seen was in one of the Jackass movies. They were in Colorado, and they made a snow cone with pee.
Yeah.
And the guy who ate it, when he was eating it, they went up and kicked him in the ball. And I was like, that is genius.
Yeah,
it's genius.
Because
did your dad laugh?
No. No, no, no. He basically stood there and he looked at us basically like, I mean.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Is anybody else ready?
That's an exclamation point. Right
yeah, there. No, no, no. Now, my other brother stepped in.
What?
A couple years later, the one younger, he gets something even worse. And
what'd he do?
Well, you know, my dad, he was like, we're going to, he told my dad.
He's a year older.
He was like, we're
slower.
fighting. This he was actually 3 years older. So he was three years older.
He tells your dad. He announced it too?
Yeah. He was like, hey, we're fighting. And my dad goes, when? My brother goes, today. And my dad goes,
you don't need 2 weeks?
He goes, okay, but you got to do your chores first. So.
Talk about fucking.
I just got to say something too, by the way. Your brother asked for 2 weeks. Your dad taught him another lesson.
My son asked for 2 weeks.
Oh, your son asked.
My son asked for two weeks.
But your father also taught your brother a lesson. Like, it doesn't matter how hard you work or how big you are, you can just be shut down with one good swift kick to the ball.
Yeah. And what he also
his own son.
what he was also establishing by setting us up, like by setting my brother up to do the chores first, which is you may be, and this is what I did with my son. I got him so mad. I knew he was faster than me, stronger than me, more stamina, but I'm smarter than him. So I needed to get him so worked up that he couldn't fight. And my dad knew that we were all getting faster and stronger than him, but he just was smarter than us. So he kept putting us in positions to lose. So when my brother challenged him to a fight, one of his jobs was cleaning the gutters. And my dad was, he got about midway down that ladder. And my dad was like, you done with all your chores? My brother was like, yeah. He was like, you ready to fight? And my brother goes, yeah. My dad just goes, poof, to the ladder.
And pushed the ladder over?
Ooh, sideways, too.
And what did he do, jump off?
He had to jump off. Yeah. But we just constantly learn. But yeah, this dude, he's playing checkers, not chess, and we're playing checkers.
Yeah.
You know, because he's, 5'10", maybe 5'9". But he was just... At some point, when it got to me, I was just like, I'm not trying anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get kicked in the nuts or pushed off a ladder or any of that fucking shit. Because my brother's already tortured me enough. I had three older brothers. You know, my oldest brother used to put me in, those fold-out couches?
The futons?
Yeah. The couch beds.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And then I would get put in it and then get folded back into the couch. Did that happen to you?
No, but I used to have cousins that would get in there and scare the shit out of us.
Oh, dude.
Like, you wouldn't know they were in there, and you go down to pull the thing out. Yeah. And you're like, God damn it. You know, why would you think somebody's in there?
You wouldn't. No, it's not comfortable in there either. That is commitment to that bit, man. If you're going to jump in that couch, that is fucking huge commitment. Because you breathe like a prisoner in there.
Totally.
like you're conserving. Yeah, like you're in the trunk. No, it's more of a whimper, isn't it? Yeah. Well, man. Yeah.
Wait, all right. So, so that's going to be at Comedian Josh Wolf.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. So, ComedianJoshWolf.com.
And that's where the special.
That's where the special will be.
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year. And then I do a show on Tuesday nights on my Facebook page called.
Well, how much are you charging for the special?
$5.
$5. Boom. You can do that.
$5.
And I found a $5 bill the other day.
There you go.
Put it toward Josh's special.
And you know what? Just for those of us, and I know we were talking about this earlier, who are starting to do things on our own. Yeah. Who are starting, supporting artists who are doing things without the big labels and studios behind them. Because I think that's basically where it's all going. You know what I mean? I really, really
regardless
do.
Of where it goes right now, you did this. And you're a great person to support.
And I appreciate
and
that.
And a very funny dude.
And the other thing we'll just throw out there is Control Chaos. I've had you on the show.
It's so much fun.
It's like a weird... Pee-wee's Playhouse. Like it's At Midnight Met Whose Line Is It Anyway, almost. Right?
It does have a Pee-wee's vibe.
And it has
too.
A Pee-wee's vibe because it's weird, but it's on my Facebook page every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time.
And what about the podcast?
Oh, podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. called Prinze and the Wolf, which is a shit ton of fun, and he's a good dad.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. He's funny as shit, man. He's way funnier than that.
He's a whack job.
No.
In a great way.
No, he's
every
not.
Every video you post with him lurking. Oh. He's such a whack job.
That's our
it's
thing.
It's exactly what you want.
That's our thing. Yeah, that's our thing. He's a fucking really funny guy. He's way funnier than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Way funnier. And he's got such crazy stories about his, his dad and and just being a legit movie star in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely was.
Right? Because every girl I knew had a poster of him somewhere.
I had a poster.
Did you? Let me ask you.
Look at his office. Look at Ryan's office. There's one right there.
Ceiling or the wall? That tells me something. You seal it. Different intentions for a ceiling and a wall.
Yeah, well, the father theme has come up a few times here with you, and you said Freddie, and I know Jay this year coached his son's T-ball team. You said you coached...
Yeah.
Your kids team, who and when?
Well, I've coached all of them.
In different sports or always the same sport?
I coached basketball. I coached football. I coached baseball.
What would you say you're most knowledgeable in?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Without a doubt. You know,
but what are your kids most athletic in?
My youngest son was a really, really good baseball player.
Okay.
Really, really good baseball player.
What position?
So he pitched.
Center? Oh, he pitched.
He pitched. He was really, really good. And my oldest son liked soccer, but, you know, I hated it. So I was like, I said, maybe we should play baseball. And, you know, I was a lot younger when I coached his team. When I coached my Jacob's team, I was a little older and a little more focused. And then we really got into what, you know, teaching and shit. And
yeah, because you're a grandfather now. So you're talking about your son, Jesus, this son here?
Grandfather. I told you. Did I tell you about trying to pick out my grandfather name?
No.
Okay, so.
So your dad's a great-grandfather.
My dad's a great-grandfather, yeah.
Jesus.
So my oldest son, when he was having his first kid, he goes, you can pick out whatever grandfather name you want.
You get to do that, or he just said you could do that?
He said I could do that. I could do that. I think you do get that
option to my mom.
I think you do get to do that.
I told her she didn't get Nana.
Anything like, but
yeah,
Meemaw.
Yeah.
And Papaw.
I didn't want Grandpa. I didn't want any shit like that. So I said, my wife picked out BB. I was like, oh, she didn't want grandma. And
BB for her?
BB for her.
Okay.
And so my son was like, what do you want them to call you? And I said, LeBron.
Shut up.
So I was pretty excited. And he was like, no. And I go, what do you mean no? And I said, you said I could pick out whatever I wanted. He goes, does everything have to be a joke with you? I was like, yeah. Are you fucking new? Like, this is how we've been doing it for your whole life.
Yeah.
He goes, you got to pick another name. So right behind LeBron, because I thought if you were going to BB and LeBron's house, that sounds like a fucking really fun place.
It does.
Shit.
That sounds like a great
That's a 70s sitcom. Like a
Brown and BB's place. Yeah.
We're going. I'm going to BB and LeBron's. Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I want to go to fucking BB and LeBron's. But my second choice was JoJo. So all the kids call me JoJo, which that sounds like an old fucking jazz.
Yeah.
JoJo I don't know if White, it's any, right? Is it better than LeBron? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
it's way worse.
Oh, yeah, you're Josh. JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the kids call me JoJo. It's super funny. They're all four of them are in. It's four boys. She had four boys. And they're all in,
wow,
all in a naked stage. So
how old are they?
26, yeah. 19.
How old is the oldest?
Six.
And the youngest?
Like
new?
9 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's a lot fast.
Yeah, but you know he's
in
the military.
He is.
He's in the military. But yeah, the grandfather thing. I was not wholly prepared.
What was your age when at first grandchild? Were you 40, in your 40s?
43.
God, that's older. That was younger than me right now. I'd be a grandfather 2 years in.
43. Yeah, it was really bizarre.
Call me captain.
Yeah, I was pushing. I had on the list near five senator. Was senator. I thought senator would be a great grandpa.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to the senator and BB's house.
Yeah.
What's your son's rank?
He's a sergeant.
So I would have taken whatever above sergeant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you're well, I outrank you, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Senator outranks, I think. Well, it's not really in the captain.
No.
But, you know, lieutenant colonel sounds too official.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
Then they don't want to go over.
No.
Lieutenant colonel.
But I will tell you, being a grandparent is way easier than being a parent.
Fuck. Yeah, dude.
I'll bet.
You just walk in. You're like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm going
to
walk out.
My grandmother used to say to us all the time, this is what she would say. I've said it a million times. I love you to come. I love you to go.
Yeah.
She loved that. Like, it's great seeing you. Get the fuck out of here. You're your parents' problem.
Yeah.
I got a plaque in my house that was in my great uncle Ray's, and it just says, all of our guests give us pleasure, some by coming and some by going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
And I today, like, we're at the park with the kids, and someone, like, was having a birthday party there, you know? So they had brought these people in to, like, do soccer with the kids. They brought in, like, a soccer school, and, like, the kids were all playing soccer, and all the parents were there. And you looked over at the tables, and who's there? The two grandfathers sitting in the shade. They got their legs crossed. You know, they're just like, let me know when the food gets here. You don't got to do anything.
No, you don't have to do. And not only that, people go get the food for you.
Yeah. Even you, because you're, like, young.
Yeah, but you know what?
But how old are you now?
I'm 48.
About to get that AARP coming.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Can you?
Could you imagine? You want to watch my grandfather's show? It's on Tuesday nights.
Fucking blowing weed all over the place.
That's the thing. So my, you know, I forget that I'm a grandfather and a father, but I'm always, you know, smoking weed on my Facebook page and shit, and like my son's girlfriend's parents, not huge weed fans. So are they
huge Josh Wolf fans?
No.
No.
No, they're good people. They're good people. Yeah, we get along really well. We do get along really well. But when we I was going to tell you, when I this one team that I coached down in Plummer Park, which is like Russian. It's right below the Guitar Center, which was my neighborhood on Sunset.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And back then, that was a shady. That was where the Denny's, where all the hookers would hang out. Do mm-hmm. you know where that one was?
I lived there off of
Poinsettia. Yeah, right off Poinsettia.
And our building was a lot of Russians. Like, it just smelled like cabbage all the time.
Yeah, and what?
Love cabbage.
Whoa,
in that building.
Right.
But why? Why just the random pair of shoes by the side? There'd be like a random black pair of loafers. Yeah. You're like, how fucked up are you going to be to forget your shoes? Like, and they'd just be hanging out by the side of the street all the time. But so I coached baseball one year at that park because we went down, my son and I, he was like, I want to play some baseball. I said, okay. We went down to sign him up. And he was like, you're actually, because I didn't know when the signups were, we went down. He goes, you're actually missed it by a weekend, the signups. And I go, oh, shit. He goes, but, you know, if you say you'll coach, there are these eight other kids that that nobody picked. And if you.
Giving you the Russian bad news bear. Yeah.
And if you.
Bad news bears go to Russia.
If you say you'll coach him, then he can play. And I was like, yeah, I love coaching. Yeah, totally. And I said, do you have equipment? He goes, yeah, we don't really have enough equipment for you. So you'll have to get a helmet from each other team and a bat from each other team. Well, of course
that's everyone's contribution.
They gave us like the
course,
janky.
The one with all the styrofoam inside ripped off.
Or just one side's ripped off. I fucking hated that. Did you ever get hit with a ball with the helmet without the padding?
Because it was too loose. Oh. Yeah, and it would hit your face.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we get first practice. We come down. There are four Russian kids. One of the kids doesn't speak the language. And there's one kid.
Well, the language you speak.
Well, yeah. There's one kid, little kid named Alex, by the way, who might have been the funniest little kid. He was straight, like the stereotypical short, fat kid with a good sense of humor that mm-hmm. was in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is this kid, right? So I say to him, "We first practice, I'm hitting him ground balls. He's had short. And every ground ball, he could barely move to his left or right. But he'd say stuff like, hot stuff. Coming at you.
Shut up. Talking to himself.
Yeah. So when the ball would move, he'd start to move and he'd be like, hot stuff. He'd be like, coming at you. So
that is awesome.
He was making me laugh all the time. And I go, Alex, man, why don't you come in here and try catcher? And he goes, why? Because I'm fat? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
That's why you should come in and try catcher. He was like, thanks. I'm getting tired out here. So he would come in. But I liked having him by me hitting grounders because he was legitimately funny.
Yeah. Like he'd just be standing there
talking shit about everybody.
He's failing social studies. Right? He's failing social studies.
How old is he?
Might not have him next week.
I guess he's got to be 12. He's going to be 12. And so
he can't shut the fuck up in class. He keeps talking to Mrs. Carter's class right here.
There was one kid. There's this other Russian kid, right? And I forget what his name was. But Alex, he's sitting behind. I'm hitting grounders. And Alex goes, I go, what? He goes, that kid is dumb as fuck. And I was like,
12.
I go, what? And he goes, he's so stupid. That kid's so stupid. He said, ask him something. He goes, watch later. I'll ask him something. Just ask him something.
I love this
And he
kid,
was like,
man.
He doesn't know the answer to anything. And I go, okay. And so we're sitting there, and he said, we'll call the kid Sasha, whatever. He goes, hey, Sasha. We're sitting there. He goes, hey, tell me which way the beach is. And the guy goes, what? He goes, the beach. And he goes, you don't have to point. Just like north, west, south, east. Which way? Which way's the beach? Which way's the end? Which way's the beach? Where's the water? And Sasha goes, "Wait, why do you ask? You know I don't know answer to questions like that." And Alex goes like, just like this, right in front of him. He goes, "See, dumb as fuck." And I was like, oh my God. So this kid was the best. But I was still a young guy at the time. And or the team was just a rag muffin.
What was your name, team? What was it?
We were the Red Sox, no matter what. And so it was just a ragtag bunch of kids who were not wanted by
anything. Different type of red with those Ruskies. You know what I'm saying?
We did. We went out one night. And so.
Who? You and the 12-year-old?
Took the team out.
We took the team out.
Oh, the whole team.
To Shakey's. No. My brothers and I went out one night. And we had a game the next day. And
wait, all your brothers live in L.A.?
All three of my brothers. And my cousins lived here. This is when my cousin Scott was on a show called Party of Five.
Yeah.
So
oh, God.
So the town was like his.
Yo, you guys really are related. I didn't know that. I'd heard that, and I never asked you. I always forget, but you are cousins.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Squall!
Oh!
You're not going to believe this right now.
Oh, man. Scotty! Come fight Josh.
I think he can beat the shit out of me. But we went out one night. And this was back in the day when I was maybe whenever I went out, I would do some ecstasy. And I don't have a real good on my way out. I can have good intentions of I'm just going to do one. That never works because you know what feels better than one?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah,
two feels better than one. So after one came two, and then about 4 in the morning, I was getting tired. And my brother was like, you know, keep you
where
up.
Where the fuck were you guys?
We were out at somebody's house. And he was like, you know what will keep you up? I'm like, what? He goes, one more hit of ecstasy. I was like, you know what? That's a great idea.
And it's what, 4 a.m.?
4 a.m. So at this point, I'm still with my ex. So she's at the house. And I get home probably about 7. We got, I think, a 9 a.m. game. I am fucked up. Now, my brother Jonathan is helping me coach, but he not much better than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm a stand on first. Yeah,
we're coming from the same party, you know? And then my buddy Gavin is the other coach. And I got my sunglasses on and I am chewing gum like I've never chewed gum before. 9 in the morning.
Going through big leagues. Like
yeah. Ding, ding. You know, honestly, my brother goes,
you got to get him off third base. He just gave me 27 signals and none of them was the indicator.
Kid's like squaring a bunt, pulling it back, squaring a bunt, pulling it back.
What's the indicator?
I can't steal first, coach. I can't steal first. You know what? There was a lot of this coaching from third base. Hey, just do your best. There was a lot.
Because I ain't.
There was a lot of just do your best. So we get there. Chewing gum. Gum, water. And so I'm a little fucked up.
He's just out there rolling in the grass.
Yeah, I'm still a little fucked up. So we're doing our little pre-huddle. We're doing our little pre-huddle thing. And I'm giving like a pep talk. And I don't know how long I was doing it, but I do know that the umpire walked over and goes, "Is everything okay?"
Why are you doing pull-ups on the dugout?
And I said, "Yeah." And he was like, "Okay, you've been over here for a little while, so they're out in the field. They're ready to start." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And the kids were looking at me like, "What is this fuck?" Because I was like, "Today, guys, we're gonna do our best, but not just doing our best for ourselves. We're doing our best for our families. We're gonna get together as brothers. I mean, we were doing the whole love each other. When you're out there and you love each other, you're gonna love the game.
Feel how good my hand feels on that forearm right here. Isn't that amazing?
Let me tell you something. This water bottle is super That's cold. Amazing. You want to put it on the back of your neck? It's gonna feel real
everybody
nice.
Everybody, put it in here.
One, two, three. Okay. So this is why this made this day the even worse. We were 8 people. We had it. We're missing one because our guy who was like the best Russian, his dad, sometimes he showed up and sometimes he didn't. And I had to ask Alex. I'm like, "What's the fucking deal? Where is he? He's our best player." And he goes, "He's working for his dad. He may not be able to play anymore." I said, "What do you mean working?" And he said, "He works in his dad's apartment. He's his dental assistant." And I said, "What?" So
in his apartment.
That's lived maybe 3 blocks up. So I tell my brother and Gavin, run the infield and shit. I'm gonna run up. So I run up and I get the address and I knock on the door. legit, there is a dental, there's a dentist chair in the middle of this man's living room. There is someone in the chair. There's an 11-year-old boy. Just no gloves, no 11. Nothing. Just his assistant. Mom cooking food in the kitchen, which is that far away.
Cabbage.
This dude has got his mouth open a foot away from the kitchen. Like, it's not the most
sanitary.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
Dude, it would be like if there was a chair in the middle.
Well, we got a night dentist across the hall.
We do, actually, here.
He was doing, and so I come in, I go, hey. And he goes, I'm sorry, you know, he can't play today. He's helping me. I go, we could really use him down at the park.
I got an eye, too. He's going to be a
motherfucker. He was legit taking, doing that whole thing for his dad. So, sucking
the water up and shit.
All right, coach. Get that lead vest. I'm going to do some x-rays.
In this dude's living room. The guy was like, we're going to finish up with this guy, basically. And he was like, do you want to stick around for some breakfast? I'm like, no, I'm going to stick around for some breakfast.
Are you sure we're having cinnamon French toast?
With cabbage.
The dad's like, why are you dancing, man?
Yeah.
Why are you dancing?
Breakfast.
But
cabbage.
I was like, yo, we need. So the dude, finally the guy was like, fine. And the kid comes with me. We go down and game's about to start. The kid's he's in his jeans. He's going to fucking, we just put a little hat on him. He comes down and he pitches. I have to tell you, at about the third inning, my brother wakes me up. He goes, hey. And I go, yeah. He goes, my turn to nap. And I go, okay. I had fallen asleep on the bench and the kids were just climbing over me and shit. Oh, no.
My Lord.
It wasn't good. Man, I was doing my best. But I know I fell asleep for like half an inning. And it looked like, my brother said, because it looked like I was just like this.
Yeah, just like
giving the kids the silent treatment while they were in the field. But I was asleep.
My coach isn't happy.
Yeah, coach isn't happy. He didn't do anything.
That is hilarious. Dude, coaching on ecstasy.
The dentist chair in the middle of that kid's with the
can
apartment.
I tell you how much I
could have been an orthodontist.
That. Was no.
Nah, could have been. Ryan.
No.
Ryan.
Hey.
We're going to fit you for a retainer.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my life.
The dentist chair in the living room?
Yeah, because what he's doing is he's setting that up to take care of all these other immigrants.
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, you might get an infection with that baklava.
Yeah.
Baklava.
Yeah, well, you know, you've ever gotten in a cab and had someone go, in my country, man. I was a dentist. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
And he's like, I can't get
certified. And in my apartment,
here,
I am too. Yeah.
But that's what he told me. And I asked him, because when he came to the practice, I go, I got to ask you a question. I said, where did you learn how to be a dentist? He goes, no, I was a dentist in Russia, but I couldn't get certified. I couldn't get my license here. So I just do it for everybody in the neighborhood. They all come to me.
I'm also a podiatrist.
Let me see your feet.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Fucking
but
so cool.
I don't think my reaction to seeing that dude with his mouth open near the kitchen wasn't, this is so cool. It was more like, oh, your mouth is going to fall off. Like, you know, because the dental assistant was an 11-year-old boy, not known for their hygiene.
He's back there probably.
No. I mean,
pissing in the toilet and then coming out there.
Still putting the finger in his asshole to smell it every now and then at 11.
Yeah.
But then.
why does it stink like chick?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what you want. That's not what you want.
That
he hasn't
not
wa-
what you want.
No, that 11-year-old has not washed his hands for real. Not washed
chocolate
his hands.
All over.
Yeah.
His
no. Nah, I think
it's a pretty cool sense of community, man.
yeah, that's not, you know what, that's not ideal. Yeah, I wasn't thinking, this is cool.
Oh,
I'm going to go next. This seemed like, wow. Because the kid was missing three teeth.
Come on.
Right? The kid was.
The kid was missing three teeth.
But it might have been late baby teeth.
No.
No. At 12?
It could be.
Maybe
late.
He used them as implants for some of his patients.
Yeah.
Son, you're going to have to give up tooth.
Yeah, listen, you don't need that one. It's just like when my old Jacob almost got three of his toes cut off.
What do you mean?
The three middle ones. He was on the back of a he was working as a PA, and he was on the back of one of those trucks in truck lift.
Oh yeah,
and he had his foot over the part where it looks into the bottom of the truck.
Oh shit!
But so he almost got all three of the middle. Oh, so we first of all, he's screaming in the car. I'm about to walk us through what's going on here. I'm about to go in and do my at the old All Things Comedy off of Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'm pulling in. I'm about to walk in and turn off my phone to the podcast. I get a phone call from him. And he's working on a show called Barely Famous, I think. That's called with a VH1 show.
It barely aired.
Yeah. so it had more episodes than my show.
Your CMT show?
Yeah. Oh, you guys were both
I was on.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get this call. I pick it up, and he's screaming. And I'm like, whoa, so what's going on, man? What is going on? And he was like, I cut off my toes. And I don't know if he's...
Oh, my God.
That's frightening.
I don't know if he's exaggerating. I just want him to calm down. And I'm like, okay. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I had my foot over the side of the... and he explained it to me. He goes, I heard him crunch, Dad. And I go, well, what does your shoe look like? And he was like, it's fine. It's not even ripped. And he goes, but I can feel the blood. And I was like, the shoe isn't even ripped, though? It's not... He goes, no, you can't even see... And I was thinking, okay, so maybe he's just excited and a little overreacting, but he's going crazy. So I tried to do something to calm him down. I go, hey, do me a favor. And he goes, what? I go, ask the Uber driver, because he was in an Uber, the production.
Have you heard my first album?
Yeah. I go, ask the Uber driver if this is the weirdest thing he's seen today. And he goes, what? He goes, ask the Uber driver if it's the weirdest thing he's seen today. And I hear him go, excuse me, Mr. Uber driver. Is this the weirdest thing you've seen today? I hear the guy go, not even close. And I was like, yeah, I want to be an Uber driver. So Jacob spent the rest of the time trying to find out from this guy what the weirdest thing he saw, which was always funny to hear. He pulls into the hospital. I'm meeting him there. I go down, and they haven't taken his shoe off yet. But he's in fucking agony. And I'm like, buddy, but the shoe looks fine. He was like, I'm telling you, Dad, I heard a crunch. And I'm like, I don't know, okay. So he takes the nurse finally comes and he's been asking for morphine or something. I'm like,
morphine? Yeah, what does he think? This is World War II?
Yeah, dude. They ended up giving him a morphine drip. They ended up giving him a drip. But so he's like going crazy. And I'm thinking he's probably just exaggerating a little. They take off his shoe and there's more blood than I thought there was going to be. I go, huh. But not enough to where it just looks like maybe there's a little cut. And then they take off the sock, and he had almost severed his three middle toes.
Damn.
And one of them was just kind of – and I was like – so he wasn't looking. But I go, it's going to be all right, buddy. It's going to be all right. And then she takes off the sock. I go, damn. Like that. I couldn't help it. Yeah. It's not what I was expecting. Yeah. It's like, you know, my wife one time, she hired some dude to come fix our computers, and – I don't care that you hire if it's a little person, but just tell me if you know it's a little person, because that's not what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
And so when I open the door, I don't want to have, I don't want to make that face, which is what I did when my wife did that. Same thing. I was
like, babe, there's nobody here.
There's no one. Open the bottom door. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Ow.
Ow.
So he goes, I go, damn. And he goes, what? I go, don't look, buddy. Don't look. And one of the toes was like dangling. But they got the morphine in him. The point of the story was, when I went to the podiatrist, he was like, yeah, man, you don't need those toes anyways. I go, what do you mean? He goes, those are your beach toes.
Yeah, for equilibrium.
That's what he called them. He goes, you only need the big toe and the pinky. The other
one. Is that it?
He called them the beach toes. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you only need them to look good at the beach. I'm like, that's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever had. Your middle three toes are called the beach toes.
I like that.
But he said if you lose your big toe or your pinky, you have to learn how to walk again.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Well, I know that it's equilibrium. Like, that's your balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've heard that a number of times.
It seems I could lose the little toe and then... What's that?
Not like people bring it up all the time, but I've had this conversation a couple times.
A couple times?
Yeah.
I feel like if I lost my little toe, I still could get around pretty good. But I was told by the podiatrist guy,
You'd be surprised.
You're making a lot of left turns, dude.
Yeah, a lot of stumbling.
That's your plant toe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, push off. That's your push off toe.
My buddy's uncle lost his four fingers. The only thing he's got is his pinky on one hand.
When you say lost, is it down to the knuckle or like gone. Halfway?
How'd that happen?
He worked in a plant up in Washington, you know, like a fish plant or whatever, and lost four fingers.
Holy
so his nickname is Six. That's his nickname. And I go, why did he even keep the pinky? And they go, dude, you should see this pinky now. It's fucking jacked. He can carry like a 5-gallon bucket with just that pinky.
Because he's like, going to keep a ring on it.
He makes when people shake his hand, he makes them shake that pinky.
Oh. Yeah. Is that real?
Yeah.
Like it's like just all grown.
Like he's a hilarious. Yeah, it's huge. It's like a 2-liter bottle.
His pinky.
2-liter bottle. That's ridiculous.
You imagine getting in a fight with a dude and having him beat you up with his pinky?
Yeah. 2-liter bottle.
Wait, so what did they
He should have an Instagram, that pinky. That pinky, the
should, it should
the
have six, its own Instagram.
Yeah, the six?
Did they sew them back on? What happened?
Because of his age, the guy was like, look, you know, we can't operate on toes, which I didn't know that either. He said, there's just too many little bones in there. There's just, they either heal back or we cut them off. But he said, I'm not real confident that we're not going to be cutting these off. He said, but, you know, it might happen. So let's wrap them up. He said, you're a young man. And he said, if you see any blood, you know, call me. And we woke up the next day.
He just sent you home?
Well, what are you going to do, man? We went home. He had his foot up. Yo, the next day, that stump was all blood. And then when we unwrapped it, one of his toes was jet black. Like Bobby Lee's nutsack. You seen that thing?
I have seen it a lot, actually.
He's got a jet black sack, which is not a terrible name for a punk band, by the way.
That's a really good name for a punk band.
But so, and at that point, I was like, oh, my God. Like, we're going to end up. But we would go back every week and he'd unwrap. And the doctor every week, he was like, I'm telling you, I can't believe I'm saying this. Let's see what happens next week. And he was like, I can't believe I'm saying
Tune in next week.
Yeah, Lord, I can't believe it. And fucking now his toes look weird. Like one looks like it has a fucking weird brain sticking out the side of it. And one doesn't really bend that much. But like what the weirdest thing is that how did it not hit his big toe if it hit the three middle ones? Yeah. How did it not... Yeah. Even touch the big toe if it hit the three middle ones. But he's fucking, you know.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude. Lucky.
He got real lucky. But it's that time when you know the difference between your kid crying.
Yeah.
And like because they're upset and something being fucking wrong.
Did someone stop
Do you know
the
what
truck?
I mean?
Yeah.
Like stop it and then they reversed it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. There are certain times in your life as a parent. And one of the times for me, obviously, is when my son did 9 months in Afghanistan, where you realize that, like, oh, my fucking job is to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And when that is a little bit out of your control the first couple times.
Well, in Afghanistan, that's a lot out of
it's a lot out of your control. But when it's a little bit, like, when it's out of your control for the first time with a particular kid, it really is hard. It's hard because there's nothing worse than that deal you made with yourself. Like, I'm keeping you fucking safe no matter what.
And you made a big deal.
But you know what I mean? When you make that deal, you're making that deal with that little person. They don't know it, but you fucking know.
Wait, are we talking about the computer guy?
Oh, sickle. That's all the time we have, John. You see his face? He knew he had gold. He knew he had gold.
He served that one up, man.
His face was like a big
so
apple
excited.
Pie. I was like, nobody else called. Yeah. No one else. I was waiting for someone else to take it.
We're getting sentimental here, man.
Yeah, he came in with the boom. That's the best part about this podcast. Yeah, man. But that was a weird time. That was a weird. How old are your kids?
4 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter will be 4 in October.
So that's so far. They still cuddle and.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's. But when that first time they get in a car, all those firsts are just like.
Yeah.
They're all
driving
like,
with a friend
who's
in control now. Yeah.
Because
I worry about it already.
I always worried more about my friend's dumbass friends.
Yeah.
My son's dumbass friends than my son. But, like, come on. How many cars did you get into in high school?
Tons.
How many do you think?
I mean,
what, different friends' cars?
Dozens. No,
how many, where you were like, looking back on it now, you're like, I can't believe I'm alive.
I drove with this kid, this
I
kid.
I can't believe
this
I'm
kid.
Alive.
Oh, yeah. Dozens, dozens, dozens.
And that's what I had to put out of my head, too, which is we they're no smarter it, than us.
And the cars are safer today.
They're no smarter than us. So they're going to be.
But there wasn't
in,
texting. There wasn't texting.
And there wasn't Uber.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about a danger. Like texting right. is.
Oh, texting and driving.
It's a danger. It's. I think they say it's more dangerous than drunk driving right now. Like I don't say more dangerous, but more.
You gotta
frequent,
find that. You gotta
frequent.
Find that right emoji. You know what I mean? That's not easy to do.
No, out of the fucking 101, especially when you're drunk. Yeah. No, I bet it is because you. I'd say more people are texting and driving than are drunk driving.
I agree.
You know?
100%. How many are there more people text driving or high driving in California?
Text. I think text will rule no matter what.
There are some high motherfuckers driving out here, though.
Yeah, there are.
There are some.
But at least they're going slow and you can just 15 go,
miles
you can go right around their ass.
15 miles.
They ain't hurting nobody.
They're letting you go by.
Like, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go around.
Go ahead, man. Yeah. I'm just enjoying anyway, the wind man. In my hair. Ow!
Yeah, man. I never had to worry about my youngest son doing anything stupid because he's like a bit of a worrywart.
But he also watched everybody else do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Like his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's watched me do something. He watched me eat a live cockroach, and he was afterwards. He was like,
"Where?
Oh, on a show that I did. I did this show on Discovery." You know that Naked and Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
So I did Naked After Dark. So I interviewed all the people when they came back. It was really a lot of interesting shit.
I'm sure.
A lot of really cool shit.
Did they sit naked on the after show?
No, but when you saw their interviews, like I saw all their interviews. I saw how they cast them together. It was fucking great. But one of the things that I thought would make the show fun is if every show I ate something that they ate on the show.
You pitched this?
Yeah, because I was like, this will get me a season two. Yeah. You know what I mean? So one of the shows, I had to pick between. So they brought out these like Harry Potter magical blue caterpillars, but thick and probably about 4 inches long, and maggots and cockroaches. So the guy goes, you got to pick between one of these three.
I know what I would pick.
Okay, so. What? I'll walk you through what he said to me about all of them.
Bert, I already know what I'll pick. But
so caterpillar,
write it down here.
Caterpillar, I was leaning to caterpillar because I was like, okay, you know, it looks like it would taste the best. It's a caterpillar. And he goes, okay. He said,
can
but,
I tell you why I wouldn't pick caterpillar? Can we talk about each of these?
Yep.
Sure.
You said thick, and thick to me just
juicy.
Means juicy. Yes.
Kaboom. So that's what he said. He kaboom. Said, he said, you're going to bite into it. And he goes, this is exactly what he said. He goes, I don't know what your gag reflex is like, but you're going to bite into it. And
no, I've swallowed a lot of cum. I'm good.
And no problem at all. No problem at all.
I'll take it like a champ. Yeah.
But he said, something's going to shoot into the back of your mouth. It's going to explode in your mouth. And I said, well, I'm out.
And it probably tastes like just fucking poison. Ugh.
No, he was like, it doesn't taste that bad. But
you like cherry tomato?
Doesn't taste anything like that.
It's so the next thing he said, he was like, then we get maggots. And I was like,
That's mine. Right.
See,
there.
For me, maggots come out of dead things. And I just, I'm out.
It's a good call, too.
I'm out.
But they're thin. They're not juicy. Do you have to eat a handful or a maggot?
No.
It has to be a handful. All right. That's
and next,
story.
So he goes, and here we have the cockroaches. And they were like big cockroaches.
Fucking been around since dinosaurs, and cockroaches.
This is what he said to me.
That thing will live in you.
He goes, I'm going to tell you right now. He said, this is the cleanest
You'll
thing we got.
You'll get roaches. Wow.
He said, this is the cleanest thing we got. I go, what do you mean? He goes, he said, this is crazy. He goes, they're all cage free. They eat organic. He goes, they eat all organic food. He said, these are the cleanest things I have.
Is that in real life? Cockroaches?
No,
I used to have them in my pantry.
No, they're on a. Yeah, no, yeah, not in real life.
Wonder Bread ain't all bad. Ain't all organic. Yeah, you know?
No, he's raising these cockroaches because he thinks it's the future of protein.
Oh, he's farming.
Yeah, he's farming.
I see.
So I go, okay.
He thinks they're like protein bombs? Like something you can.
They're like a little protein. So. I go, okay, I'll go with the cockroach.
I feel like he's just trying to push his fucking product on you.
Yeah. he thinks fucking Naked After Dark is where he's going to launch this shit, man. They sell them up at Mariners games now. Fried cock. You know who did it with me? Michelle Beadle.
Hold on. No, Michelle Beadle ate a motherfucking cockroach.
She ate a beetle.
Unbelievable.
So it's online. It's online. So
she ate a beetle?
Well, she got two chews in. I go.
Oh, drives a Volkswagen Beetle. Yeah.
Two chews in.
This is the beetle.
Oh, God.
We eat it. I take two chomps, swallow it down. After the show, the guy says to me, he goes, I forgot to tell you something.
Shitting that out is going to hurt.
No, he goes, I should have told you to chew it more. And I said, why? He goes, well, you know cockroaches can survive if you just cut them in half. He said, so sometimes people who want to swallow them quickly only cut it in half, and the cockroach holds onto the side of your neck as you're trying to swallow it.
Good fucking.
Is this real?
And he goes, you can choke. People can choke because you can't breathe.
And this is what he's trying to remarket the world
with? I forgot to tell you.
What
kind of professional is that?
You didn't forget to tell.
Well, I mean, look at what his business model is. Yeah.
But there was next week after that.
You know what you can't kill? Cockroach. Yeah. That's what the fuck that's you can't why kill him.
But he tells you you should fry him up.
Saute him?
Yeah, fry him up. That's because he said, you know, I've had fried, those called? Maggots and fried crickets. And I ate goat brain, sheep brain.
Oof. Raw or cooked?
Well, one of it was a little too raw. I ended up shitting in my front yard.
What?
Yeah.
Right where I fought my son.
So
you shitting your brains out? I'm shitting the goat brains out.
I was so I had goat brain, sheep brain, and cow brain that show. And as I get in the car,
because they were eating them on the show,
yeah, they
cooking
had
them,
killed, they but they cooked them, and one of the things must have been undercooked. So you know when you sit down,
you got some bad brains.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a hold of some bad brains on the ground. Ooh, that brain's repeating.
Oh man,
it's gurgling up. That brain's gurgling up.
Ooh, that brain's giving me bubble guts.
Yeah,
bubble guts. I think I might be allergic to brain. It's either that or gluten. I think it might be the brain.
Yeah, there's so much gluten in this brain. That's what it is.
Is this brain gluten free?
It's not.
Is this part of the table right here?
This is cage-free brain. I need some cage-free brain. But you know when you get in your car and you start just get that beads of sweat on your forehead?
Yeah. Oh, God,
and you're,
yeah.
And right away, the shit sweats are like... It's a real and then I knew I had to drive home.
That's the trumpet. That's what that is like. You've got sweat. You're like, oh shit.
It is in the you're on a time clock.
Yeah.
And I was at CBS down at Fairfax.
Radford? Oh, no. You're at the big one.
I was at CBS and I get in the car and I have to drive to Sherman Oaks.
So, and that's through the canyons and everything else.
And so I turn on my car. I was like, my seat has the things where the air can shoot up in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like
so I shoot cold air straight up my asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to
fight it back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Freeze it out. Yeah.
Wait, you knew this early?
Huh?
You knew this early?
As I sat in the car, I could feel the gurgle.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, this doesn't feel good. And so I had eaten the brain probably an hour before. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving home, and the sweats are starting. And I turn off the radio because, you know what I mean?
No focus.
Oh, you need 100% focus because
just the tiniest slip.
It's something bad is gonna happen.
And if it does, then you need to shit through it and still control yourself on the road. So you need to focus.
And here's the thing:
texting and driving dangerous. Shitting and driving.
There's no such thing.
I got that emoji.
There's no such thing because my wife asked me. She goes, "Why didn't you let a little out?" I go, "There's no such thing.
Mm-mm. No.
There's no. Once you break the seal, it's all bets are off.
You're
shitting yourself.
Oh, you're just
entirely
going.
Right.
What's happening?
So I'm leaning on horns. I was driving like every second counted.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to make that, I got to make that fucking light. I have to make this fuck. You know when you're racing with everybody and they don't know?
Of course.
Yeah. I am. So as I'm getting off my exit, right, I hit the light at the end of the ramp and I think, yeah, I'm not going to make it. I can feel it right now.
Is this in Sherman Oaks where you're getting off? Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you just got to hit that side street right by the river.
I got to get there. I got to get – if I can get to the –
shit by that river.
If I can get to the river. Yo, there's a homeless dude in the river.
I pissed in it a bunch.
Who wears a Barbie robe and Barbie slippers. And if he sees you pissing or shitting down there, he gets real mad.
I would imagine.
He gets super mad. So there – I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. There's no way I'm gonna make this. Have you ever, like, my asshole was getting tired from clenching. Mm-hmm. So it was starting to just spasm a little bit. And on when it came out of the spasm, it was like getting dangerously mm-hmm. close to. Oh. I was playing a real dangerous game of shoots and ladders. You know what I mean? You know, it was not a. It was like a peekaboo situation, and I was like, "This is getting real, real bad." So I ended up driving to the red light by that car wash.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Fuck it, this is
right through it. Fuck that light.
This is not.
You're what, two turns away from home?
Two turns away from home.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you get pulled over and you just get out of the car? You get shot
everywhere.
You get shot dead.
What do you think the police would do if they made you get out of the car and you just shit everywhere and you're like, that's why I was speeding? You think they'd let you go?
Yeah, they might.
100% because they're not going to put you in their car. They're not going to arrest you and be like, get in my car with your shitty pants.
Well, instead of DUIs from now on, then if you ever do that, you should just carry something that looks like and just make it explode in your pants and be like, this is why I was driving erratic, officer.
Actually,
all right, we don't want to come over there and smell that. Right, go ahead.
Get to a bath.
Wait,
get your ass home.
It's not a terrible idea. If you get pulled over, if you shit yourself, we'd be pulled over.
Diarrhea.
I think you're going home.
Smells in the car. You're crying like, this is why I was driving.
Why were you swerving?
Oh, right, right, shit in my
get
pants.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's letting you go. He's not putting you in his
hell,
car.
He ain't right now.
No. That's not a terrible idea. Because then it doesn't smell like booze either.
It's just shit.
If you have cloth seats, you're really going to.
It's over with.
It's a life decision.
Whatever.
You're making a business decision
at
that point.
Decision.
It really is. Where you want to spend your money, in court or on your car?
Listen, you know, man, you get some new seats from a junkyard for about $1,000. That ain't nothing, man. That ain't nothing.
But I think we should start a revolution. And so people just start shitting themselves. And if they do, to get out of a ticket, they'll just let the
any
three of
kind
us know.
Of ticket, yeah.
Parking ticket.
Anything. I shit myself.
I think I can pay the $63, okay?
You don't think it's worth it? Yeah, no. Parking ticket may not be worth it.
No. You get any kind of erratic driving or any of that, just shit yourself.
Just shit yourself. When they're pulling you over, shit yourself.
I'm sorry, officer.
So wait, what happened?
It's embarrassing for both of us right now.
Oh, so I run a red light. I pull it as I'm pulling into my driveway, and this is a part of a bit in one of my jokes. But it's the truth. As soon as you pull into your driveway, you have to shit more.
Oh, of course, because it's the end
is that close.
Your asshole is just like, phew, I can give up, and you're like, no.
This is where we dig in.
Yeah, this is where we really got to hold tight.
Right, yeah.
Because now
this is the championship run right here, goddammit.
Because I've just been sitting down the whole time.
We've been in the playoffs. This is the championship
this is where
run,
you win games right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, defense wins championships, and you're my defense, man. And this is the thing also, what you don't realize how bad the situation is until you try to walk. Because you've kind of situated yourself with a hard surface against your asshole. So you can really fight it. Once you start walking, you really
too many variables.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit. What if you
no pun?
You gotta navigate steps.
Nah, and you gotta do short steps. You can't. That's too long of a stride, and you have lost the championship with too long. Of a stride.
That's it.
So I get out of the car, and I start to walk to the front yard, and I'm like, I'm not gonna make it.
And the ball's
is this
coming
your last
out of,
place.
I'm ball's like, coming out place. Of your arm.
Yeah, there's no. So as I'm walking up the driveway, I'm taking off my belt and I'm undoing my pants.
Big mistake.
And I run. I look at the house up my walk, and I look around the house, and I'm like, in the house, I don't know if the door's locked. Do I have to do this? Too many variables. I know I can just go around the side of the house. So I run around the side of the house. I prop myself up against the side of the wall. And
what time of night is this?
People are eating dinner.
I mean,
it's 8 o'clock, maybe. Okay. 7, 8 o'clock.
Time of year, though.
Twilight. You know what I mean?
It's okay, falls. So people can still see.
Yeah. But so
summer in the fall.
Honey, is that Josh outside? So
it's like Josh.
I am, and it's just like the worst of whatever that could come out of you. And I look over to my left, and my dog is just looking around the corner. He won't walk around the corner. It's just his head looking around the corner at me like, hey, that is this what's happening now? Like, is it, are you doing this now?
Because
this is
he's devolved.
Yeah, this is what I thought I was doing. He just turned around. He never came. He didn't come up to me. I think he was ashamed of me. But
he was ashamed.
I I sat on the side of the house and shit for probably like, it had to be close to 10 minutes.
Well, you're there at that point. Like,
yeah. I wasn't going inside.
Checking email.
Yeah, at that point, I had already committed to the side of the house, but it was not. We did one also for
Strange Thing. Fucking cherry tomatoes been growing there like wow.
Yeah, it's really great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We did one for Shark After Dark, which was Shark After Dark. This dude put on chainmail.
Is this Shark Week?
Yes. He put on chainmail that he said was shark bite proof.
Wait, chain? What's God. That? A chain suit?
You know like that shit that you wear.
Looks like King Arthur.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Underwater.
Yeah, right.
And so he went on camera and he put his arm in a shark's mouth.
What kind of shark?
Tiger shark.
Oof.
And the shark
those
did
are
this.
Fighters.
Yeah, it didn't rip through the chainmail. However, it did rip his arm straight out of the socket.
Yeah, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. So we had.
He did this on the show?
He showed the video. So then he came on the show and he goes, it'll work on knives. And I go, really? I go, well, why don't we have someone stab me on the show? And he's like, it's a great idea. So we
you're putting it on to get stabbed?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, oh, right?
Fuck. So we get to rehearsal, right?
God, how bad do you want to work?
Oh, no, but I like shit like that. We get to rehearsal, right? And I go, where's the chainmail? And the guy goes, well, we're not going to use it during rehearsal. I go, well, how do we know it works? And he goes, well, but if it doesn't work in rehearsal, you're not going to do it on the show. I was like, exactly. Exactly. He goes, yeah, but then I won't be able to promo my stuff. And I was like, he goes, but it works on sharks. It'll work on a knife. And I was like, the director's listening. I'm like, is everybody listening to this? And the person from the network goes, it'll be great TV. And I was like,
shut up.
I go, okay. All right. I said, okay.
Of course,
I said,
that's what they said.
I said, but this motherfucker's going first.
You may know Josh Wolf from when he shit in his yard. Now, tonight.
I go, this dude's going first. So the dude who suited is. I make him put a glove on.
To get stabbed.
And so Josh McDermott, you know Josh? On Walking Dead, he's a comic. He's a dude with the mullet. Mm-hmm. He and Michael Cutlitz were coming on. He was also a buddy of mine who was on The Walking Dead. He was coming on to stab us. So this dude put the chainmail glove on. And Josh starts with an ice pick. Hard. Bang, 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 bang. And every now and then he would bang, middle of his hand. And you could see the guy's face. But it never broke the skin. Now, we found out later that he broke his hand.
Yeah.
With the fucking... Dude, you can watch it online. It's crazy. You can see the moment where the dude's hands break.
So it's Josh impenetrable, is like, but roughly,
but you turn to jelly inside of it.
Fresher.
Yeah, of course, you could damage it.
Like, Michael
Cutlitz, that's like saying, look, we can put you in a full protective body bag now. Your bones are going
to
be
dust. You're going to turn to dust.
But your skin's going to be flawless.
You're going to be a bag of blood and bones. But we're going to hold you together.
But
real
your
good.
Skin is going to be waterproof, okay?
You're going to look 18 again when you get into here. You won't be able to blink, but it's going to be okay. So he comes at me with a knife. Here.
In your chest.
So right.
He's going hand. You're
right
going
above
chest.
Right above my heart. And I was like, can we stab me somewhere else besides the heart? Because we haven't tested it. And they were like, yeah. I go, how about on this side? And they said, yeah, but we're set up for lighting on this side.
Shut lighting. Up.
And I was like, I go, okay. I said, but I started to go to Michael. I go, up here, hit me closer to here. So he does just a little bit. This is live TV. This is what I love the most about.
This exists out there somewhere?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, but this is what I loved. I loved the show because it was live TV.
Yeah.
And if it was taped, I would have been like, no, we're trying it. But since it was live TV, and I honestly had no fucking idea it was going to happen, it was exciting to me. It was the same thing with the cockroach. Taped, I don't think I would have done it. Live TV, fuck yeah, I'll do that. Because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, and I like that shit. So he stabs me once. And I go, you can do it harder. He stabs me again, harder. I go, you can do it harder. He stabs me the third time. The knife bends.
Like a sword.
Yeah, it bends. It didn't go through. It did, again. It went through... The punctured through my muscle.
Did it really?
Yeah. Like it ripped
so
my muscle.
So the pressure of the...
Ripped
the,
just through my... The... But it didn't... But it was the craziest... It was the craziest
listen, man,
TV.
Seven to aorta, but yeah. I'll tell you what.
Just the top half of my heart doesn't
bleeding.
Work anymore.
Your larynx is crushed.
Internally, you're bleeding out right now.
But it was great TV. That was the same show we did Moonshine Shots.
I've done a moonshine shot.
Yeah,
a real
those
one.
Are fuck yeah.
Okay, so tell me about yours. What'd you do? Like,
I did
who made it? Someone made it.
The guys on the TV show Moonshiners came on. And so
I guess they know what they're doing.
We thought it would be a funny bit if they paired moonshine they're making it in with the wood, fish and shit.
The dentist in the fucking living room is more professional than these guys.
Right. Yeah, it was a show on Discovery, and the dude's name was Pickle, or maybe Tickle or some shit like that. And so we did some moonshine and shine shots.
How many did you do?
I think I did two.
Holy shit, dude.
It fucked me up.
Yeah.
It fucked me up.
Do you know what the proof was on it? Do they
Proof? I don't know. Yeah. It was all the proofs. It fucked me
all
up.
All the proofs.
I drank one of them, and I was like, I shouldn't drink another one. And then he basically called me a pussy on live TV, and I was like, well, I'll drink one more, but like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning.
It tasted like someone lit kerosene on fire and dumped it down my fucking throat.
But first, they rubbed it on a camel's asshole. they did a butt chug over.
My friend's grandfather had made it, and it was in this like mason jar just in his home for years and years, and none of us would ever fuck with it. It had a prune in it, and the prune would just sit there. And then
what
one
the prune
day,
do?
I don't know
Give
why
it, like, flavor.
I don't know why it was there, but
I mean that's why how they get a flavor, right? Because they drop the fruits in it.
I got so sick from it, or so sick while I was home. I took a shot of that moonshine. I felt like a new fucking man the next day.
Cleaned everything out. It cleaned everything out.
It did.
But I was hung over like shit the next day.
Well, I did a shot. I didn't do two shots because I can imagine that would fuck you up.
It ain't clean.
I mean, it didn't. It gave me a really good buzz.
I had a dude.
What the fuck is this?
In Chattanooga, bring me a mason jar full of moonshine. And he was like, here you go. And,
like you're going to drink that in a weekend while you're in town?
By the way, or just drink. I used to have this woman in Charlotte who would come to my shows with trays of mac and cheese. And finally, she asked me one year, do you like the mac and cheese? And I said, I have to tell you, I haven't been eating it. And she goes, why not? I go, if a stranger walked up to you on the street and handed you a sandwich, would you eat that?
Yeah.
And she said, no. I'm like, I don't know you. And she goes, yeah. But I'm not crazy. And then I was thinking, that's exactly what a fucking crazy person would say. But who would you eat food from a stranger in line?
No.
You can't do it.
No.
Because you don't fucking know.
No.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, I'm going to give you some weed. I'm like, I can't do drugs from somebody I don't know.
I have definitely smoked weed people have given me.
But like homemade edibles, I can't do it.
I don't fuck with edibles. I'm just talking about plant. I mean,
yeah.
If someone's going to lace it and fuck with you, then they're just an asshole. But I don't fuck with edibles.
Well, you don't fuck with why? Because you had a bad experience?
We ate a pizza in Chicago that fans brought to us.
That's true. He brought it to a show.
I mean, didn't make it. He bought it.
He bought it and brought it. And he could have fucked with it, but he didn't.
Was it Lou Malnati's?
It wasn't Lou Malnati's, but it was a fantastic deep dish.
But I do remember we both blacked out in an alley.
Yeah.
After that.
We did. Absolutely.
But hey, that's Chicago.
That's a good time, right?
Chicago!
Chef Dave, we had have a great fan named Chef Dave who very, very early on, when we didn't even know him, brought some ceviche to the Brea Improv. We were doing a show there, and he gave it to the guys in the kitchen in the back and said, hey, this is for Ryan and Jay. And, you know, we get there, we park out back, and you know when you come through the kitchen, they're like, hey! They're all happy and shit. So he comes over to us, he's like, hey, he brought some ceviche for you guys. And so I go back in the kitchen. I'm like, hey, Chef Dave said he brought some ceviche. They fucking ate all of it.
No.
They ate all of it. They did.
They ate all of it?
Yep. All 10 of them got sick.
I thought you...
No.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were going to tell me they cooked it. I was like, what?
No, they ate it. They housed our ceviche. I didn't get one bite of that shit. And I did want that.
Yeah, but that seems like... But that's not like a tray of mac and cheese out of someone's kitchen.
Our first producer, Eric Harbin, told me a story that when he worked for this other network that they all... someone sent them a cake, and they all ate it, and all of them did get sick. They all got food poisoning. Like, whoever sent that was a fuck you thing. And you know.
It's my theory about that. It's the
dangerous.
Same
dangerous. Like, what if you send peanuts to somebody and they're allergic to peanuts? You killed her ass. Like, you just
trying
to fuck with somebody.
I don't know what your hygiene is like. That's why when people, they bring dogs into the supermarket. And they're like, my dog's clean. I don't fucking know your dog's clean. I don't know what your I don't know you. I don't know your dog. So that's why I love dogs, but they don't need to be in the
listen,
produce department.
Listen, back in my country,
at the Trader Joe's on Hazeltine and Riverside.
Yeah, I know that one.
There was a dude with a baby possum in a baby Bjorn. In a baby Bjorn.
A possum.
A possum in a baby Bjorn facing outward. So it was like this, right?
And those things are hideous.
And it was a baby. And I walk up to him. I go, hey. I go, was that
a rodent.
I said, was that a possum? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, you can't have a possum in here. And he goes, it's cleaner than us. I go, maybe cleaner than you. I was like, but I'm going to go ahead and say I'm cleaner than the possum. I go, and you can't have a possum in Trader Joe's. And he goes, well, nobody's told me to leave yet. I go, wait right here. So I walk over to the manager. I'm like, hey, good. I said, do you have a rule?
What trauma happened to you that your you emotional need a support animal
is a possum?
Is an opossum.
Not to mention having a rodent within city limits and, you know.
It's a rodent in city limits. He's making
that's not legal either, dude.
But I'm
that's
also
a quote
like,
from the Big Lebowski.
Why are we?
I don't remember that one.
Why are we domesticating? Like, everybody wants to domesticate wild animals. Why? Like
what did
like
the
a
manager
pet raccoon.
Do?
His manager walks over. I walk up to the manager. I go, hey, are you allowed to have possum in Trader Joe's? And he goes,
did we sell it back? Yeah.
Right, you looking for that in a three pack?
It's back by the wolf.
It's right near the JoJo's. He goes, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And I said, are you sure? He goes, I
let me ask the guy from the Cosby Show. What? I said, let me ask the guy from the Cosby Show.
Can I take a picture?
You don't know about that story?
No.
People, he was working at Trader Joe's, making an honest living, and people were shitting all over him. Someone had caught the picture, and Fox News put it out, and they clowned the guy for working an honest job. And he's like, look, man, you know, in between gigs, it's a hard thing, and Trader Joe's is a good company. They pay well.
Tyler Perry gave him a job.
Tyler Perry gave him a recurring role on his series at OWN for doing
10 episodes.
He's like, look, man, Tyler Perry's like, I fucking appreciate the shit out of, now he didn't say it like I'm saying it, but I appreciate the shit out of people who keep that grind and that hustle in between gigs. And, you know, even that guy, and I forget his name, he was so awesome.
Jeffrey
like,
Owens.
Jeffrey. He, you know what? Why don't we just let him tell it here?
Jeffrey Owens!
Get down
in here, man.
But you got Bill Cosby doing what he's doing.
Bring me some ice cream out of that.
And being accused of what he's accused of. And meanwhile, this guy goes off and earns a hard-earned living, and you're talking shit about that guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he spoke up, and he's like, it's this whole, like, no one job is better than the next job. Like, you take something from everything you do, no matter what that position
but
is.
Dude,
he was great about it.
In our business, like, that's
long
the,
way to explain
that's a
my
crazy joke, thing, though. You know, like, guys like Judge Reinhold are a punchline. That dude had a great fucking career.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great fucking career. But this is the only job you have that you get ridiculed for having a great career at some point in time.
Yeah.
Like, but he, Judge Reinhold, dude, Beverly Hills Cop, I mean.
Fast Times.
Yeah, but I would say
was
Beverly Hills.
Was he in Gremlins, too?
No.
Gremlins 1, I think.
Well done.
But, Beverly Hills Cop. Is,
yeah,
you think,
for sure.
You think he's better, Beverly Hills Cop or Fast Times?
He's different. I mean, I really like him in Beverly Hills Cop because he plays the fucking, you know, Taggart's the straight guy, and he plays the little loose, a little bit loose, to Axel's completely loose.
Man, though he'd had a string of comedies, Eddie Murphy, that.
Wait a minute. Did you get this guy kicked out of Trader Joe's or not?
Oh, no. Okay, so.
It's on Eddie Murphy's story.
You know he's just about to go down another road.
This is exactly what he was doing to the manager, too. I'll tell you nothing about Eddie Murphy.
Meantime, the possum bit like three people.
The guy kicked me out. He's like,
it's
get the fuck out of Trader Joe's. The guy walked over and he goes, hey, he said, I'm sorry, but you can't have a possum in Trader Joe's. And the guy said, show me where it's written. And the manager said, excuse me? He said, show me where it's written that I can't have a possum in Trader Joe's. And the guy goes, okay. And he goes back into his office and he comes back out. Freshly typed.
Did he eat this happened? Yeah.
Freshly printed. You are not allowed to have it. Was the only rule on the entire printed out page. It was on Trader Joe's. He was like, here it is. You're not allowed to have possums in Trader Joe's. He went in, fucking typed it up, printed it out. I was like, that's my man right
that's
there.
Badass.
The guy who.
That's just an asshole that's trying to flex their what they feel like is authority and power.
I mean,
like,
they're just
the possum
show
guy?
Me the rule. Yeah. Yeah. The possum guy.
No, but why do you need a possum? Why do you need to have a possum?
You don't. I mean, they're caring creatures. And
what? They are the ugliest.
They are hideous.
They are. We had one in my house when I was growing up. It came up through the floor because I had dropped a keg on a hardwood floor in my house. Long story. And I tried to cover it up. I moved the dining room table over like 8 inches.
The cover,
you know, with the carpet.
Right, yeah.
Because I thought, who's gonna notice that? And it's the first thing my mom noticed when she walked in the room. Because I was like, hey, what's 8 inches? Yeah. And just kind of cover the hole. And it's not really like a hole, but it's a hole. But what's the first thing? And she was like, why did you move the table? And she moved it, and there was a hole where I dropped a keg. So we had to have that shit worked out. And the possum, a possum crawled up through the bottom. And I was maybe like 16. But possums in the house scares the fuck out of me.
Possum anywhere yeah. scare the fuck out
so
of me.
So I jazz-handed and probably did a noise, ha, something like that. And we had plastic up because they were doing the floor. And we had plastic up there with the other side of the house. I ran the plastic. I tell my mom, like, there's a fucking possum. She's like, where? I go, it's in the came up through the floor. And we hear my dad come home. We hear my dad come home, and he walk out here and walk through the plastic, and he walks and he sits down, and I'm sitting there. I go, did you see that possum? He goes, no, what possum? I go, there's a possum in the dining room. He goes, I didn't see it. And my dad is, dude, the coolest cool fucking. So he goes, let's go back and take a look. And sure enough, right below where he hung his jacket was a fucking possum. And he goes, oh, hey, look at that. So he walks into the room, and the possum, he doesn't even look at the possum. He walks out into the garage, which was the door by where the possum was, comes back with a shovel.
Yeah.
Gunk. One quick gunk on the head makes the possum woozy, scoops the fucking possum up, shovels him out the door, shuts it, and he was like, what's the problem? And I was like,
no more possum.
Because I was like,
longer an opossum. That's a no possum.
But I will never be a man like that. Like when I saw something like that, I'm like,
I'll hit that motherfucker with a shovel.
But I will never.
And then return that shovel to Home Depot.
This one's got a dent on it.
I'll keep stickers and everything on that motherfucker. I'll hose it off.
No, man. I'm a little too jumpy. I scare too easy. My daughter scared me worse than I scared her when she was like 8. She told me once, she said, like leading up to her 8th birthday, she said, I just want you to know I can never be scared. Because we used to scare each other in the house, and I scare real easy, and they used to all scare me. My daughter was, and she was like, I can't be scared. And I was like, okay. She goes, you know, I just, you know, I can't be scared. I was like, okay. So on her 8th birthday, my brother tells her, hey, I left a $20 bill out on the back patio on the table back there for you if you want to go get it. And I'm in back, and I have a scream mask on and a cape. And she comes out and she grabs that $20. And I don't want to come out and go boo or huh. I want her to know it's my voice. I don't want to be too bad, but I want to scare her. So I just walk and I have the cape just like this and the scream mask looking over it. And I go, hey. And she looks at me. And you know, like in the cartoons when they lift off the ground and their feet
run in the air. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Yeah.
And then she went boo and she fucking takes off and she ran right into the sliding glass door. Boom. Bounces off of it, gets up, looks for the $20 bill because that's my fucking girl. Picks it, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Picks up the $20 bill, runs in, opens it, shuts it, locks the door. I'm laughing. She laughs. She's got a great sense of humor. Dude. So 6 years later, 6 years, different house, at the house you had come to in Sherman Oaks. And I'm walking up my walkway, and there were hedges on either side of the walkway. And on the left side of the hedge, I always told my wife, I don't like that left side because there's room enough for someone to hide there and scare the shit out of me. So when I'm coming home from a set, I'm usually high and I'm thinking about whatever, and I'm walking up, and out from behind the hedges in this flowy white dress like this with a scream mask, but like a high-pitched scream, and I fucking jazz hand, I shriek, I run through the door and my gate. I break the gate door. Right? And I end
up, just run right through.
Yo, I panicked like a mother. And I hear laughter. And I run around the corner. My daughter's laughing. She takes off the scream mask. And she threw it at me. And she goes, I've been waiting 6 years to do that to you. She walked in the house. And I was
awesome.
Like, oh, I fucking taught you really well. Maybe a little too well.
6 years.
6 years she waited to scare the shit out of me. 6 years. I respect the long game.
Absolutely.
If you are in a practical joke war with somebody who's willing to play the long game, you are in a real war.
Yeah.
Because that means that person doesn't need to see the joke happen.
That's right.
That's the person
they
who
just,
You throw the grenade in the hut and you haul ass.
And you haul ass. You don't even need to know.
Yeah, that's right.
It may be a grenade that goes off in 2 years.
That's right.
And that phone call 2 years later makes you happier than if you had seen it right then. Because you forgot about
Finally
it.
Finally got that.
Yeah,
huh?
You're like, oh, shit, that happened.
Yeah, that possum's been dead for 9 years now.
Those are the best. Those are far and away the best jokes. My best practical joke ever. My best one. And this is like the story that this is the only thing that's mine that's ever gone viral or done anything like that. But my buddy asked me to throw him a bachelor party. And I told him right up front, I go, hey.
What are you laughing at over there right now?
Oh, nothing. I'm just thinking.
What?
I'm just thinking. I pranked Rye one time, and I just keep thinking of what else I could have done in that hotel room instead of.
Oh, you would have died if you did anything
else. I'm just thinking if I came
out
the closet.
You would have got punched. You would have got punched and kicked. I would have fucking gone out.
You know what a good hotel room practical joke is? Just when you leave, set the alarm for 4 a.m. I do it every.
That's good.
I do it in. I do
that
it,
shit's definitely waking somebody up.
I do it in every room.
I never check for an alarm.
No,
on the
nobody
couch.
Does. I no do it does. In every room. In every
that's
room.
That's a good one. You're not there to see that.
I don't need to be because I know it works. I don't need to see it because I know somebody woke up like this. What the fuck?
Yeah, go on.
That's
pissed.
Enough for me.
I can't get back to sleep.
You know where? You know what probably good. Happens 8 out of 10 times?
Huh.
It's someone in the room next door. Hearing it being like, what the fuck?
I hadn't even thought of that. That's
or if that room isn't, if that room doesn't get rented the next night, it's just going to be going off until someone enters and shuts it off.
Do you know what somebody
enters
did to me, which is the worst? It was in a hotel room in Atlanta, and I sat down on the couch and I was like, oh, and because I felt like a poke, and I sit up and somebody had jammed. They had put in half of it in the cushion, so I mean half of it was sticking out. It was half of a big toenail was sticking
Ew.
Out of the cushion. So whoever sat down on it got a poke in the back of the leg
from somebody's
somebody
old toenail.
Half of their big toenail.
That is nasty.
Yeah, well,
you gotta lay your face down.
Yeah, dude.
Slices down your face.
Yo, I didn't know how long it's been there, but I left it. I'm like, I'm sure that's that joke's worked on a couple people, and I'm not touching it.
No,
do you
no.
know what I mean? So there's a lot of fun things.
I
you
flipped
can do.
The cushion though.
Oh, I did from it. Then I flipped it back
you
when I left.
Flip it, yeah. And turn it back around.
At least your son can still make that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my best. All right, so my best one ever. My buddy said, "Do you want to throw me a bachelor party?" And I said, "That you should not ask me to do that." He knows I grew.
I get ecstasy high. Yeah.
You think I was?
Of course I do.
You don't want me to do it because I am actively looking for ways to fuck it up for you. Like that's
of
basically
course.
What I told him.
Yeah.
You're wanting someone to take it seriously. And so you're asking the wrong person to do that is what I told him pretty much point blank. And he said, hey, you've been to Vegas so much more than any of us. You plan the party. You get the girl. And I said, OK. And I'm not a big stripper guy. I don't really I don't really care. But I got him a stripper for the end of the party. But I wanted the beginning of the party to be funny. And I was like, what's going to be the funniest thing? And I like looking at weird things. So I went looking for something weird on Craigslist. And this woman's advertisement on Craigslist was only three words, and the three words were, "I'll wrestle ya," and I was like, "You have got a fucking winner right here, right?"
Man.
Because underneath it said, phone number. So I call her, and she told me on the phone that she was
this bitch right in the nuts.
Yo,
you think you can take me, bitch?
She told me right away. I just want you to know, I'm 6 foot tall. I'm 250 pounds, and what I do is I come to your house and I get naked. And I toss you around for a little
naked.
While. Naked. I get naked and I toss you around. And I was like, well, fucking.
Just don't fuck up my humble.
Yeah. No, I was just basically like, I hope you're on your way, you know, because we've got a slot for you. And so she.
We got 8 foot ceilings, girl. Bring your ass over.
You're fine. First of all, here was my favorite part. She shows up and I open the door and I was there early setting up.
It's in a hotel?
Hotel. And she's 6 foot tall, but she was clearly not 250. She was way over 250.
Oh, okay.
And I said to her, I go, you're not 250 pounds. She goes, no, I'm well over 300 pounds. And I said, why didn't you tell me you were over 300 pounds? And she said, well, I didn't want to scare you away. And I told her, I said, just so you know, for your business, for the future, anybody who's calling about 250, isn't scared of 300.
No.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You could charge me by the pound is what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to make a lot more money that way. Because, like, this is what we're in for the weight, right? And so it was funny. She was also holding, like, 24 buffalo wings and, like, a foot-long sub. And she says to me.
And hold this. This is my possum.
I got a frozen possum.
This is my possum right here.
But she says, do you got a room where I could go fuel up?
And she fuel
said,
up.
But she said fuel up before the match. And I was like, first of all, match. Fuck yes, I do. I got a room right in there. But I said, second of all, you should know that the person you're wrestling today doesn't know there's going to be a match. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know if that changes how you want to approach the match, but he's going into blindfolded, literally. So she's in her room. My friends come over. I got my buddy in the middle of the room.
What's his weight?
He's 5'8", 140.
Oh, wow.
If he's wearing a lot of clothes. Wow. If he's wearing, like, and not like an in-shape 140.
Julian Edelman over here.
He's like a, no, he's even worse. He, you know what he's like? You know that kid who was like the equipment manager in high school?
Yeah.
And his body type?
Yeah.
He was super enthusiastic, but like.
Oh, man. Brittle. You could throw him off wall.
Yeah, brittle. Yeah, brittle.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the middle of the living room and he's blindfolded. And here's a couple best things that you need to know about him. So first of all.
Does he think this is the stripper?
Yes. Not only that, he's marrying his high school sweetheart. He's never seen another woman naked in person before. This is such a big deal for him, Jay. This is such a big deal for him. He's so excited.
How old is he? Like late 20s?
At the time, probably 30.
So a good 10, 12 years he's been with this girl from high school, and he's never seen another woman naked
never.
In his life.
He's like the nicest.
Except for the men's football game. Yeah.
So he sent me a text about 2 weeks before the party that just said, do all boobs feel the same? So I knew.
Not these boobs.
I knew I had to fuck it up for him. Like, just because he was who he was, I was like, well, this is just, I have to make this funny, you know? So he's so excited. His hands were shaking because you know who he thinks is standing in front of him. And his hands are shaking. And he's like, he does to me. He goes, oh, man, I got to tell you, I'm so excited. And I told him, I go, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited too.
Cue to win. Yeah. Cue to win. Woo! She's coming out for the match right now.
I call her out, right?
What's her name?
I don't want. Well, we're gonna call
She's
her
got
Michelle.
A business.
Oh, well, right. Actually, she went by Patagonia.
Okay,
you mean outerwear?
She went by Patagonia.
Patagonia.
I think it's because of the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she comes in. And she's so blindfolded, and none of my other friends, I haven't told them what's happening. They think a stripper's coming up. So when she walked out of that room naked, they were just like, what the fuck? They were looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, just relax. This is going to be the best thing you've ever seen. So that she stands in front of him naked, 6 foot, 300 pounds.
Buck naked, nothing covered.
Nothing.
Is she oiled up? What is she?
So she, my buddy's 5'8", 140, fully clothed.
Any boots? You got wrestling boots?
She is. She no. She does have her
she
panties.
She got house
on.
Shoes.
She got panties on. Oh, she got panties okay, on. She right. got panties on. So, and she comes out.
You want to take a rogue thumb in the match?
A rogue thumb.
You don't need some shit like that. That's extra. Yeah.
That's where six comes in handy, man. Six would be like, man, I got this shit.
Six, like, I'll take his.
Yeah.
Put my beach toes on her. Give her my beach toes.
Yeah, she was like, she was so much bigger than him. That when he said he was ready to take his blindfold off, and my friends behind him finally figured out what was happening. I've never seen a group of eight dudes so excited. They were just like, what the? So I take off his blindfold, and this was the only word he got out of his mouth before she literally got
drop kicked
him. Ripped him out of his chair. So I take off his blindfold, and he just looks at her and he goes, why?
Like that, right? Why?
You saying that was to me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a direct, but he didn't look at me. He didn't have time to look at me. And she lifted him up.
Because motherfucking Patagonia was coming, goddamn.
She lifted him up off of his chair. And she just started to throw him around the room. My friends and I, like,
call this one the avalanche.
She was fucking him up. Okay, there was a couple of moves. One of the moves, she would sit on top of him and put her boobs in his face. And when she moved her boobs, he would do this. Because he couldn't breathe. So he was getting not waterboarded, but titty boarded. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
titty boarded.
He would be like, every time. And she was beating. She would straddle him and beat him with her titties. And these are like 6 foot. Just like you could hear them. They were making that noise through the air, like displacing the air. And when he would get hit in the face with the tits, you know what? When Rocky would get punched,
he's going to have to go to the
dentist. And his whole face was like, like that.
Yeah, the lips would be all sideways.
Yeah, and the spit was coming out of his mouth. She was beating the shit out of him. So she was like, it happened for like 15 minutes. And she's undressing him the whole time. So she gets up to take a little rest. And he, at this point in the night, is wearing just his boxers and one sock. She's been fucking him up.
He's like, this is where I fucking counter.
He's breathing heavy.
That's how you start. It's how you finish.
He's breathing heavy, and he just wants to get out of there. And he's beat the fuck up. He's just worked. So he starts to try to crawl off the floor.
He's crawling.
Yeah, he's crawling. He's crawling. And by the way, so she starts to walk after him. I will tell you one thing that I didn't know that I thought was going to be funny, but it turns out is really funny. But I don't know if you've ever seen a dude in one sock and a boxers crawl real fast because he was scared. But that shit is funny as fuck. Dude, it was all elbows and knees. And then when she started to walk after him, the look he gave when he looked over the shoulder to see her coming, it was like pure fear. And she grabbed him by the ankle and she yanked him back. And so he went completely prone and just bang, hit the ground. She pulled him back.
Get my shark suit. Get my shark suit.
She pulled him back to the middle of the living room, picked him up by the ankle with one hand, and with the other
hand,
fucking check the oil, put her finger in his
asshole.
So,
Like he was a fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
it
was a boss.
Get ready for this. It was a finger that he told me later. He goes, "That her finger's still fucking buffalo wing sauce on it." And I was like,
"Like the 2 liter pinky."
Yeah.
Put that 2 liter pinky up there.
Get right up in there.
She put that hot buffalo sauce
right
up his ass.
In his asshole.
Oh, man.
And then when he drew.
Just came from BW3s.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go shit on the side of my house. When she put him down, he got up. And I was like, I've known him for long enough where I was like, oh, there's about to be a fight. This is
another one.
Oh, for a real one, though. Because he just looked at her with all seriousness and he goes, I'm going to fuck you up. And she was
Patagonia?
She wasn't scared at all. And she was like, come on.
She was like, cue my wind.
She said, come on. They ran at each other. And when they ran at each other, you know, like, you ever see those videos where two people with the big yoga balls run at each other?
And one person flies away the other way.
Like breakneck speed. You're like, that's what happened. When he hit her, she absorbed him for like a half a second.
Like those titties just brought him
he
in for
sunk
a second.
And then she just kind of
send you out to the world.
Like a slingshot out. And then she ran and she goes, you want to see my finishing move? And he was on the ground and we were like,
She's got a finishing move.
She sat on his head.
Like he's on his stomach?
He was on his back, and she dropped her ass and pussy on his face. And so, listen.
Oh, my God.
His
At
head,
this point, she's sweaty.
His head disappeared, and all you could see were his arms slapping her back. But no head, just like this.
Tapping out.
Yeah, just like. And so it was like a reverse birth. It was the grossest fucking thing. It was the grossest thing.
What's up, everybody? We're reverse birth. That's her signature. Her finishing move is the reverse birth.
she and then he uninvited me to the wedding.
No.
Really?
Yeah, because he
How did the rest of the night go?
So she went home. We paid her. He decided he didn't want to go
She's
out.
She's like, thanks, guys.
He was like, I'm done. I go, but we got a real stripper coming. He goes, I don't want your fucking stripper. Yeah, he was mad. We went out the next night in Vegas. And but I got uninvited to the wedding because he was like, I know you're going to go and you're going to tell everybody the story. And I was like, well, you're right. So this is why it's my best one ever. I ran into his dad like 2 weeks before the wedding, which was a month and a half after the party.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad says to me, hey, I heard you're not coming to the wedding. I go, nah. And he said, why not? And I said, Tim didn't tell you? And he said, no. And I go, oh. I said, do you have a couple minutes? Want to hear a funny story?
Oh, God.
And I tell him a story. And then he goes, he uninvited you for that? And I go, yeah. And he goes, what a pussy. So his dad told that story as his best man speech at the wedding.
Yes.
He told that funny. Yes. I didn't even have to go to the wedding to tell the story.
There you go.
It
dude.
Was that's why it was my
Keep
best.
Keep your
life.
Chicken or fish. Seriously.
Yo, his dad fucked him up. Mm-hmm. I asked my friend, I go, so what happened? He started the story. He goes, you know, I ran into Tim's friend Josh the other day. And as soon as he said that, Tim said he looked up at his dad. He started doing this. No. Don't do it. Don't tell that story. And he was like, you know, he told me a funny story about why he's not here today.
And from the back of the room.
Yeah, I've tried to find.
That's a great story, dude.
She's since retired, I believe. But that's a big business, by the way. Big women coming over to people to your house
and fucking you up.
Yeah, that's a big business.
Yeah, I see a lot of that beating people up on, like men having the like Japanese guys have the women kick their balls and stomp on them. And it just makes me sick.
I don't understand that.
I don't
at
get
all.
That one either, man. I don't know what you got to do. Like, that's a lot. I mean, I don't mind if you speed bag it a little bit when you're down
speed
there.
Speed bag it! With the fucking 2 liter pinky?
That feels nice. I don't know what you're doing. That feels good. But don't kick it.
The first time a girl touched my nuts in high school, I started to laugh. I'm like, what are you doing that for? Because I was like, because I didn't even know that was like a they
part
tickled
of the bigger picture.
Yeah, I thought I'm like, why are you touching those? That's not you don't need to touch
it's
those.
It's like the parsley. You don't. Yeah,
that's
the garnish.
It's the garnish. Oh
that's
no,
the
it's
orange
not,
slice
though.
Of Denny's.
Yeah, you
that's where you're
that.
Making the mistake.
You just
man.
Move that to the side.
Oh, that's everything.
That's
right
the same
there.
Girl. The first time I went down on a girl, she when I came back up, she was asleep.
Asleep.
So I remember.
So is it a compliment or is it an insult?
I remember telling my friends, I fucking knocked that bitch out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the time we get to school, the story had changed to, and she went to sleep. Yeah. Because I didn't know, I just didn't know that there was supposed to be movement. It's like the first time I put my finger in a girl. I didn't move it. I just left it in there because I thought that's what was supposed to happen.
Man, it's cozy in here. Yeah. I'm gonna leave this thing alone.
Yeah, like a
nice.
Thermometer or something, you know? But I did the same thing. I just kind of put my tongue on it and was like, I think that's how it's supposed to go. So I was like, I rocked that ass to sleep. But nope.
Nah,
rocking. Nope. No rocking.
I was like, just this.
Just resting it against a lollipop the whole time. Just putting it on an ice cream and waiting for it to melt into your mouth.
Like you got it stuck on that telephone pole in from Christmas Story.
Christmas Story? Yeah, yeah. You had to do stupid things when you were in high school. Like you knew
well,
right
you
out
knew
of the
nothing.
Game?
You knew nothing. No, God, no. You don't know anything.
I know a thing.
No. Nope.
Did you know how
you got to take some L's early on in your career to come back, you know, a Hall of Famer, you know, you got to fuck up.
I didn't know, like I just assumed the front hole was right around where the dick was. I didn't know it was so far back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking around for it for long. I was pushing like I remember thinking
Have belly buttons too?
Yeah, I was pushing like where the pelvic bone is and I'm like, is there
a pouch here?
Yeah, is there like a password?
Oh, I got a marsupial. Yeah.
Is it gonna pop open? Like I had no idea what was going on. So and when I finally kept going back and back and back, when I finally hit it, I thought for sure I was like, well, I'm in the wrong hole.
Yeah.
Like I've skipped over the vagina. There's no way the vagina hole would be so close to the asshole. Like who would design that? Turns out
right.
Neighbors.
Right. Duplex.
Yeah. Yeah. Duplex. It's the same building, just different floors, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I rent on one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same address, but yeah. But I had no idea. The bra. Well,
remember
was
when we started having sex? Girls had hair on their vaginas.
Yeah,
that's not the same anymore.
How about this? So my son, one of the reasons I like having older kids is because they kind of keep you up to date on what's going on. So, and here's something I didn't know, and I would have never thought this was happening in high school. When I was in high school, are you kidding?
You're gonna make me nervous.
So, do you know that everybody is just eating ass now?
That's a thing, ass eating.
Everybody just eat, and they're so enthusiastic about it. Like it's like a real see when we that what the fuck. Like, they're just...
Hey, we're going down to the lake today after school, guys. Yeah. Nah, we're going to eat some ass over
Larry's
house.
No, they're super excited about it. And he was like, my son told me, he was like, I actually read that if you wash it, it's cleaner in the mouth. I was like, nope.
That's that possum bullshit. Yeah,
yeah, whoever told you that is, that's the lie.
That is a lie.
That's somebody who's trying to get you to eat their ass is who that is.
Ass eating's a high school thing now, huh?
What's
left now?
But that's what happens when a generation of people have porn in their pockets since they're 12 years old.
100%.
Don't you think?
Yeah, of course.
Because if I wanted to see somebody having sex when we were growing up, I don't know. Like the
magazine left from an older brother or someone stole it from their dad or whatever, and it was this natural progression of making out and then feeling a boob over clothes and then going under the clothes. And to your point, the pain in the ass of unhooking a bra. And then, oh, my God, I remember the first time I dated a girl who had a bra that clipped in the front. And I was like, I was
good
at those. I'm still not good at the back. I'm good at the front.
I'm the other way around.
I can one hand the front. I'm over there. I'm asking for help. Like, hey, man, can you see where the hook is? I'm asking help.
My back, I got one hand. My front always ends up like this. Way. You know when you just lift the...
Put his on your
face. You just lift it. Yeah. Make the Mickey Mouse ears. Yeah, those are the...
But now you fucking turn on porn, you got a guy over there putting his arm in somebody. You know, it's like, where's this natural progression of you're moving up? Now you just go right into it.
They've been watching Missionary since they were 12. Right. Remember, like, there was that a couple years ago in porn, there was a big fad and people spitting on each other. Mm-hmm. Look, if we're in bed and you spit on me, there's going to be a fucking fight.
You can spit anywhere on my body except for my face.
Patagonia, you crossed the line. You crossed the line.
Was that a gleek or did you spit, Patagonia?
A gleek.
My brother can gleek on cue.
Oh,
yeah.
I never could. My gleeks are accidental. Like, right when I'm about to take a bite of food, I'll see it shoot out. Like, I wish I could control that.
Maybe no one saw it.
I've started spitting more out of my mouth by accident on stage, and it's super embarrassing. Because obviously everybody can see it.
Yeah.
It started to happen more and more. But you know what else I've really started to do low key for me, for fun? So I definitely, every now and then, at least two shows a weekend, I'll just fart a lot on stage.
Yeah.
Silent or you don't care or what?
They're pretty silent.
Do people hear it?
No, but they smell it.
Yeah.
It's like a weird Blaming each show. Other.
Yeah, it's like a weird. Yeah. You're going to need it. Yeah. It's just for me sometimes, just because it's fun, because you see people's faces. It's like farting on a plane. You know, it's for you. It's your little bit of entertainment. There was one plane I was wrecking this. It was a terrible. You know, maybe I was a high protein diet or something, and I was just killing it one night. And I was an overnight from here to New York, and this dude gets up from the seat in front of me. It's got to be. We've been on the flight for like 3 or 4 hours, so it's 3 a.m. And everybody's kind of sleeping, except he's snapped. He's had enough of the smell. And he turns around, and so he's looking, like right standing up right over me. And I hear him go, "Hey, whoever's doing that! You stop it right now."
God bless him.
Yo.
Had a possum.
Yeah. He was like,
"My comfort possum's getting tired of this shit."
Yeah, it was really funny. I really got it.
Thank
small
you
ones.
For saying something, man.
Yeah. I did. Not easy. Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. Hey, it's pretty bad.
I appreciate you getting up and addressing that.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It's like it's not stopping.
I don't know who it is.
Smell like they have brain or something back there, man.
The worst ever is being a vegan. You never went I did vegan for 90 days. Those are the worst
farts of your life.
There's smells, and you don't know they're coming out. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You just walk
coming out of your armpits and shit.
Yeah, it's just, it's just out of every orifice, there's a death smell that is just hard to really stomp out.
Because you're putting in so much fake stuff, or because you're having so much natural stuff?
I think it's just natural. And
because you're eating that, like, wheat or tempeh cheese and all that kind of. I mean, is were you eating that kind of stuff? Or
I've never my shits. That's how you're supposed to poop. You almost don't need toilet paper. You sit down. There's no. It just kind of.
It slides out.
Yeah, slides right out. It's like a water park. Mm-hmm. Slides right out. There's no muss, no fuss.
This is really interesting stuff, Josh. Glad you brought this
up. Well, yeah. But you're going to start eating healthier. You should know.
Oh, I mean, it's not like I haven't eaten healthy before, but I don't think I did vegan for a little while when I was living in the condemned house because...
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't have anything. You know what I mean? But I was just, you know, doing like veggie burgers and all vegetables and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I did pescatarian for 1 week. That was it.
That's what does that mean?
Just fish. Vegetables and fish. You know, vegetarian plus fish.
You made it a week.
A week. I couldn't do it anymore.
What did you miss the most?
I like chicken.
Yeah,
I like chicken. It wasn't burgers or any of that. I like chicken,
steak, pork, bacon.
I'm not
sausage.
A big steak guy. Like I'll have maybe two steaks a year, and usually they find me. You know what I mean?
I'm at no,
a
man, I That's do not know what you mean.
That's how it works, man. I usually don't order.
Hey, leave me alone, man.
Wait, are you
this
right?
Motherfucking you T-Bone right? has been following me for three blocks. I just see like a filet driving a car behind you smoking
we
a cigarette.
We see you, motherfucker. It's
just
a goddamn
eyeballing
filet
you the
again,
whole time.
How do you know where the fuck I was, man?
I'm trying to get rid of that. What are you doing? I'm trying to get rid of that filet. It's been following me for a couple blocks.
That porterhouse, man, won't leave me the fuck alone.
I make steak at home all the time.
I haven't had a steak in maybe 2 years.
Shit. Really?
That's the way I am. I've had like one or two in 2 years, probably.
Oh, I love steak.
Chicken, I like fowl.
Yeah,
and
man.
Seafood. That's what I like.
I like it in tacos. Chicken all the way, man. But like, I couldn't do a pescatarian.
But if I'm red meat, it'd be more an In-N-Out burger or you know, a fucking cheesesteak sub. It wouldn't be a steak.
No?
No.
See, I'm the other way. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
I'm with all of it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
all of it.
If you, like, is there one thing you refuse to give up? Like, no. You can't even be like, that's
if I was allergic to crab, I'd still eat it. 100%.
No, there's nothing I couldn't give up, I don't think, or wouldn't. I mean, I love cheese.
It's pizza for me.
Pizza?
Yeah.
You would never give it up?
Ever. I wouldn't eat.
Never going to give, never going to give.
Never going to give.
Give you up.
That's good. That's really good, right?
I made homemade pizza over the weekend or last week. I made the dough. I made the sauce. Didn't make the cheese. We fucking
you didn't make the cheese.
It.
Nobody likes a quitter.
I'm gonna make cheese, dude.
How you eating?
You better let me know when you get that cow and you're out there milking it. I want to come.
I want to wash that too with the bucket.
I want to make goat. I told you my neighbor's got a goat, and I stopped by the house the other day. I'm like,
I want to see.
I go,
the whole
hey guys,
you got to do videos. Mm-hmm.
I go, I go, you guys got a goat, right?
What's the process of making goat cheese?
It's pretty easy.
Is
I
it really?
It up online, yeah.
Yeah,
basically,
what is it?
Like you're mixing the
hardest
goat
part,
milk,
guys. You got to get the goat,
lemon juice, and mm-hmm. then yeah, exactly. Goat milk, lemon juice, and like a couple other things, and you just leave it in this like a cloth bag or you know those like cheese cloth bag, yeah, something like
basically.
That. Basically, and it like kind of like I mean that's
it just ferments this is, like into cheese.
You can just hang it from your faucet in your sink. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I read online.
Huh.
But I've always wanted, I'm like, oh, I want to make my own goat
cheese. Be fucking punching the gas on the way home from that fucking
cheese party.
Shitting in our yards.
The breeze at room temperature, you know, I did the.
Oh, man. Well, I got to say, this is almost 2 hours right now. This has been a lot of fucking
fun. He wasn't kidding, but he never shuts up.
He wasn't, man.
It keeps going.
Dude, first
going.
Of all. Thank you for coming on, as always.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure to have you back. This is probably your last Crab Feast appearance.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys one question about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm curious, and I asked you outside, but how do you think this podcast has affected your stand-up?
I mean, I said I know how it's affected mine. I've gone from telling jokes and talking about things I find amusing to telling stories about my life and my family and things like that. I don't know if I would ever got there if it wasn't for podcasting. So it certainly has changed my entire thinking, writing, and way of stand-up.
See, I think I'm kind of the opposite because I always told stories. But I think what it's done is the back and forth that Rye and I have of like looking for jokes and tagging and stuff like that. It's like really made me do more crowd work because of how much we interact with the guests and like listen to what they're doing.
Yeah, you guys are both really good listeners. Like really
Wait,
good.
What'd you say?
Yeah. But you're both really good listeners, which
Thanks,
which
buddy.
Makes it real easy to come here. But like when you do crowd work, that's what I was thinking. That new, because you really are, you've been listening for the last 7 years and honestly reacting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure that's really helped it out a lot.
I think so. I mean, I've always done, even in like my half hour, I did crowd work in my special, but it was like built in crowd work. And now it's, you know.
That's his
like
way it. Of saying he couldn't come up with a half an hour of material.
No. It was a great, it was a way I wanted to fuel a joke, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Well, congrats.
Never
going to
give, never going to give.
Congratulations on your special. Oh! What's it called again?
Father of the Year.
Of course it is. Thank you for being not only a guest. Go ahead.
Go support Josh Wolf. Go buy that special.
ComedianJoshWolf.com.
Tell your friends to buy it and give it a listen and share it on social media. That's the way to get the word out for any of these things is to share it on social media. So please do, because Josh Wolf's a funny dude and a very good man.
You have always come with your A game here. You've always brought it. We've been happy to have you.
Wish
as
you could
always.
Have saved the same for Shark After Dark.
Yeah. Your podcast and
Prince
your,
of the Wolf,
and your TV show.
Control Chaos.
You are
Josh Wolf.
And what are you on social media, Instagram and all that good stuff?
Josh Wolf Comedy on all of it.
There you go.
Love it.
Dude, thank you so much.
Thanks,
great guys. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
And as always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.